Don't open no fucking windows. I don't want that.
No, I was gonna. I want
to. Why do you keep your house so this temperature? It's not fair. Why do you keep your house this temperature? Stop it.
You're really bringing your A grade this morning, man. Assholes.
Oh God.
I was gonna open the blinds in the hotel, but it's the really ugly part of the morning where everything's blue.
It's not even blue, it's like, it's the blue that, like, shit turns after it's no longer alive.
Yeah.
You know, that awful fucking hue. Don't do it. Close the fucking blinds. Don't do it.
This is no good.
This is fine. This shut is up.
No, well, this has to have some enough. Sort of, like, punch to it.
This is good.
We're trying to find our voices because it's fucking 7 in the morning and we slept, like, 3 hours barely. And if we, as we look around this fucking mess of a room, this orgy of shitty video games and the cleanup that has yet to occur here. God bless those cleaning ladies.
If one of those CSI guys comes in with like one of those black lights, yeah. They'll sell so much semen and shitty games.
They'll solve 2 murders.
All that.
Yeah!
All that potent Takahata semen all over the ceilings.
There's a lot of Takahata DNA in here. Like he left all his hair follicles here.
You can clone like 8 Team 4 stars out of this shit.
Yeah, it's no, that'd be awesome.
One guy.
So yeah, this is our sleepy magcast.
Magcast.
Also known as Cranky Takahata's Eruptions.
Cranky Takahata's Eruptions. Featuring Stamps.
Yeah. Right. So
and did you know that JonTron was here?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Okay, so before we even get into the MAGFest, we got to drop the Pat Claimer.
And Pat Claimer.
The Pat Claimer is really simple. It's like, unfortunately, due to the shitty circumstances that are our flight landing within a really tricky time frame for recording the podcast and everything else that's happening this weekend, we have to record this from the hotel room while we're still here before we get back, which means Pat's back at Montreal and can't join us, not due to anything on his own, but simply because our plane scheduling has to work out this way.
A little person called Juno, apparently. Oh. The winter storm, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And when we looked it up, like, here are the 2 airports that are affected by this winter storm. The first one we're going to, and the second one we're going to for our connecting flight.
Jesus, yeah. I didn't even know
no,
that.
No, you didn't see that.
No, I didn't even know that.
My fiance and I were looking it up last night, and that's kind of why we're like, oh shit, we should probably record this now.
Especially.
Just in case we get home at like midnight on Monday, and then you guys don't get a podcast.
I'm so happy I don't have a connecting flight.
Liam booked his thing separately. So
you're working out there. But you still might have a delay, like, every
month. Oh, yeah, sure, right? Sure. But, like, fuck, damn, I'm not going to get delayed and then miss the next one, at least.
Yeah. So you know, that's what's going on this week. So here, it's just going to be us boards. So, yeah, I kind of just, like, made some mental, you know, notes and transcribed them down in terms of the events going through, because there's so much shit. And, like, this is MAGFest fucking 2 MAGFest harder. Because it's just everything that was amazing about
Fest.
Everything that was amazing about last year that Matt and I went to is here and, like, fucking double as intense. And we were so distracted last year with all the new shit that, like, this time around that we're kind of used to that, we can just relax. And, like, that made it so much more, like, amazing as an experience.
Yeah, of course. I actually relaxed way less. I was actually more distracted. Like you, what you said is kind of goes for like both you and me in a way. But like I was still more distracted because we actually had a little bit more responsibilities.
We did. That's true.
In a sense, yeah.
We worked the booth. There was a booth pole, and we were working it. Liam, most of all.
Yeah.
Because we're at the Shark Robot booth that I sent some tweets and then social media things about, and then There's just more stuff, and there's more people, and we were in there more.
So there was a lot
of competing parties, and the people to see, and last year we were kind of just, you and I were just kind of on our own.
We were on our own, we were kind of wandering, yeah, and this time around there's a lot more, like people competing for our attention,
yeah.
Pulling us in different directions. It was quite nice to be the... the damsel at the ball.
But, yeah, yeah.
And
boys, you can both have me.
You can all have me. We honestly, and like, there's just so many like ridiculously cool people we met and hung out with this weekend.
Oh my god, yeah.
We can't even just start dropping names because it'd be ridiculous. So
here they are.
I'm saying chronologically is the only way that makes sense.
So here are my three favorites. Favorite fan number one. No.
Also, we got to meet all these cool people with all these sexy, low voices.
Yeah.
Like, after the first day on Friday, like, this is how my voice started.
Yeah.
Like, because I was screaming a bunch earlier. So.
I love that morning.
It's like that one where Phoebe had a sexy voice because she had a cold. She said, no, my sexy voice.
It works for you, Liam, now that you got your beard and mustache and tattoo.
Yeah, and I kept it only because you reassured my confidence.
But a girl told you that it looks good,
did
too.
They?
And that it, no, a fiance told me.
Yeah, but just her.
Yeah, but she knows you.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Dude, it works.
It's but like, she always knows, pushes she fashion so, advice on me.
You haven't let it come in this hard?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. We got it. Fuck it. Live.
What does that mean?
If nothing confidential is said on the air, then we're keeping it in. Answer the phone.
I swear to God, if the hotel's kicking us out, like, we're going to just record in the hallway.
What happened? What do I want?
Okay, we're in the middle of a podcast.
Oh, God.
Yes, I have, Mom. I have.
It's Matt's mom. Matt's mom is calling from Montreal. In the middle of a podcast. Oh, exposed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Matt loves his mom. What a dweeb.
I know, eh? Poor guy. Still gets called by his mom.
Mrs. McMuscles calling all the way from Montreal.
My mom still called me.
To warn me about the storms that we're getting. So there's this thing where my mom will occasionally call me if I'm going, because she's like, I just want to make sure you're okay and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Pat goes, why does your mom do that? And I go... Oh, it's this thing that my mom loves me.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, my parents never call me. And I go, I know.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I'm a little disappointed that phone call didn't end with, order the storm feelers, Mom, and just hang up the phone.
Shut up, Mom, you idiot. I went to Con Bravo and Magfest and Con Bravo 2, stupid.
Freaking Gavin, man. Where did that boy go wrong? Okay, so the first, I guess, person we ran across was the dudes working on, like, our website and stuff like that. Like, we ran across one of the dudes.
Okay, we get to our hotel, and as soon as we drop our stuff, we go, let's go buy some toiletries and food and whatever. So, like,
okay, let's head on down to the Capcom versus SNK Pharmacy.
Fucking CBS Chaos Pharmacy.
SBC Chaos Pharmacy.
So, Americans, guess what? We don't have CVS pharmacies in Canada.
We do that.
So when we saw CVS, it was you that said it.
I said SVC Chaos Pharmacy.
Fucking
and just like the game,
Mr. Karate standing on top of the roof.
He's like looking down at you
as you buy toothpaste
and coffee crisps or whatever. And it'd be really funny as if just like the game, you go and you're like, you know, it's kind of disappointing in here.
Yeah, isn't that, you know,
unfinished.
Yeah. Too many Shotos.
So we went there, and the first person we meet is the guy who does our website.
And he's stumbling down the street.
And it's like, what, 3?
Yeah,
2 o'clock?
Yeah,
he's there with Tom Falk. It's a good time.
You know, and we went across it, and like, I was like, that's a good start right there.
A good start. You know you're off to a
Hey, what's up, man? And we're like, hey. And everyone, don't worry. He wasn't drunk because he's the guy that works on the player. It's not his fault on the website.
Different thing.
You know, he just created, like, the back end and the art assets.
But that was just a nice little, like, all right, here we go.
That's an opener.
Let's go Maryland. Right. We in there, National Harbor. And then, yeah, first order of business, we go up and meet Takahata.
Business.
You know, we went down to the restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which restaurant are we going to? National Harbor.
The one in the Gaylord Hotel.
Yeah, that was kind of the thing that since we met Takahata at PAX last August, he's just like, no, I had the best time with you guys. So that's why we hang out with him so specifically.
He's really great.
He's a great con bro.
Yeah. That's a good word for it.
con bro.
We did our chest bump. Yeah. And like I was,
which is hard to do with him now because he just he bumps Wooly back and Wooly has to stumble and go into his dizzy animation.
Exactly.
He's a fucking beefcake.
He's fucking Nappa under that beefy shirt.
Yeah, he's really Nappa. Yeah. He just needs to shave his head bald.
It's coming.
And we were there like drinking and feeding him beers. And like we ran into a cool
just pouring them down his
mouth. And we ran into a cool fan that like bought us around as well.
That was really awesome.
And Takahata had his panel to go to right away.
Right away.
So like that was like the first thing, and we were just like, wow, like Friday panel, like right first thing as soon as you arrive. That's really intense.
Good thing we didn't have to do that.
Yeah, I'll mention a bit later, but I had a conversation with him about like just sometimes panel scheduling is not stacked evenly, as if that's a better word to say it, but yeah.
But like, we had a good time. We went down to like the Team 4-Star panel room where we also met the Sailor Moon Abridged.
Like when we mentioned our dark friends and everything, like one half of them used to work on Sailor Moon Abridged, and this is like the other half of the creative team of that. And she was like a fan, and she's like, "Oh, like yeah, I like your stuff." And her online name is Chris Ricks for those that know her. And she's like, she lives in Montreal with us,
mm-hmm.
and then they're just like, "I can't believe you guys are here!" It's just one of those awesome
worlds colliding,
like what a coincidence.
From the other side.
Exactly.
So that was fun, you know, and like they were there on the main Team 4-Star panel as well.
Yeah.
And you know, like we got to sit there humbly in the first row or second row or whatever, like just looking around at the size of the room that we can't fucking do.
You know, like two ballrooms and a half.
It's sub count based, man. Yeah, what the fuck you want?
It's a giant, you know? Giant room. Yeah.
And we enjoyed Takahata's antics up there until we had to
that bit where he asked hey, if Troy Baker just dies, will the power vacuum kill more voice actors? Like,
That was great.
He's a charmer.
Let's not recast the Troy Baker. No one just gets work. This main character role will now be silent. Like, no one gets work.
Mute.
No families get paid, or no one gets to eat.
Booker DeWitt gets punched in the throat at the beginning of the game.
Can't talk.
Yeah, and then after that, we made our way down to the dealer's room and got to check that out and see what the differences were this year.
Yeah, there were some, definitely.
So the interesting thing was, like, there was less vendors.
Yeah,
right?
It was pretty small. You saw that the back half of the vendor section almost had nothing.
Yeah.
Like, there was a space allotted and no one was there.
Exactly. They planned for more for potential more vendors, but they didn't get as many. But they doubled up on their video game fucking
sections. The console section was definitely way, way bigger.
Because you had the dealer's room, like, potential room, and then, like, to the left, you had the console side, to the right, you had the arcade machine side, and just video games fucking everywhere.
And I can't remember, but last year they did not have the indie section.
Do you remember? It was in between the dealer and the arcades.
At the very least, it was much smaller than it was last year.
Extremely
tiny.
There was at least two dozen games.
Yeah, and like
something like that.
With like pretty some established groups, some small groups, different size of indie people around.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nice trailer for Star Mazer running
over
there.
Yeah, that you mentioned. It was not last week or the week before on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, last episode, exactly. It was running right next to Sports Ball. Those guys were nicely dressed.
It was next to what?
Sports ball.
Wait, it was next to what?
Sports Ball.
Sports Ball!
Live by the bird.
Die by the bird.
Damn straight, man. I love the fact that some other people love Joust as much as I do and made a great game out of it. That's so good.
I saw this one game. This one I was describing to you before in the indie section, just really quickly before I forget. It was called Quest of a girl's name, like Fiona or something. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
But you played as this cool looking, like Clementine style black girl, and she's wearing a cool dress, and she's just interacting with dragons. She's running on the backs of dragons that are going down. The dragon's sprite style looks like Dragon's Crown.
That's sick.
It looked really nice. And then she would leap off them after she beats the dragon's head and then go into skydiving mode and then like weave through all these other dragons to get on another one. I'm like, oh, what the hell is this game? It looked amazing.
Awesome. I'm not crazy. It's pretty much like an endless runner, right? What it is?
I wasn't really sure.
Okay.
Mm.
I remember reading about it one time, but it's been quite a while, so I might be wrong.
You know, and that was right around the time as well that I, like, walked by the Video Games New York booth, as you have to do every time, because they're the best booth every time.
They're pretty good.
And I saw, they're like, oh, look, these are the amiibos that you're never going to see in your life ever again.
Would you like them now or never?
Yes, and I was like, looked at the wallet, I'd like them now, please. You know, so I bought me my Ike and my Samus and my fucking Little Mac and my Kirby.
And that was probably...
And that was... My wallet was a lot lighter.
A bunch of them were poached from Japan, no?
Yeah, they were.
First of all, they were the only vendor selling amiibos, and you can probably bet that, like, they were fucking making money off that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Well, they brought out the cases from the back, sealed boxes from Nintendo that they just never opened and, like, threw them at me. And so when we're packing them away just now, like, Liam's like, look for defects!
I was like, look for a defect. You're not going to find one, but if you do, you're going to resent opening that box.
And
of course, when I looked at Little Mac, I went, oh, I'll buy him a little later. I'll buy him a little later.
No.
And then I walked by, like, the last time, and I was just like, no.
Will you?
Did he sell
really?
Out?
They just didn't have him anymore.
Oh, fuck.
Gone,
I didn't actually ask, do you have any more in the back, but
So then I went over and I played some Mark of the Wolves on the big screen against some people, you know, that were around there. Cool, and that was a good time. And that was right when I got a text from Matt that was just like, dude!
Okay, before you say that, while you're playing Mark of the Wolves, when me and Wooly were looking at the con schedule for tournaments, I looked at it and it was kind of overlapping with Team Four Stars thing, something we had to do, but I see Samurai Kirby Tournament. And I was like, Woolies, oh yeah, I don't know if I can make it. And then after that, I see TMNT Tournament Fighters Tournament / Godzilla Save the Earth Tournament. And I went, oh! And then after that, at some point, there was a WWF Noversity tournament, but I go to the TMNT Tournament Fighters Tournament.
Yeah.
That's hard to say. TMNT Tournament Fighters Tournament. And as I'm walking around, I'm checking it out, I'm checking the mirrors, and I was like, oh, cool, okay. And then I see the Godzilla one, and then eventually I hear a voice.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, yeah, okay, hi. Yeah. And I go, and
you, but it cut to me on the other side of the room. My phone starts ringing like five texts in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, dude, yo, where are you? I'm at TMNT. Dragon Charles from Team fucking Best From Now is here. I was like, yo, what?
Hi.
Where are you? And I came running.
I'm not sure we've legit talked about
that. No, I don't know if anyone knows, but if they do know, that's a big fucking deal for us because a lot of our, like, yo, check out this stupid fighting game
mentality
comes from these guys, like, the Team Best From Now. They made these hilarious videos back in the day, and Dragon Charles was the main guy behind them. And they're just, he's just very humble about everything, you know what I mean? Yeah. But he just kind of presents you some stupid shit and just like, yo, all right, look at this.
Look at this stupid shit. This is why this boss or this character is so broken and exposed. Like, games that a lot of people were like, Dragon Master, that's like that one where they're on game FAQs and they could not find it.
And the fact that their name is Team You Are The Best From Now. Yeah. It's like, if you know where that quote is from,
I think it might be from Dragon Master. The game just tells you, you are the best from now. Absolutely. Like, just bad English. You
know? So, like, and I come running over and all excited and whatever, and it's just this, again, this, like, humble black guy just sitting there like, hey, hello. and so we, like, had a little chat and we gushed for a while and whatever.
I'd just be, like, trying to think of stuff off the top of my head to say. I'm like, dude, why do you defend Tiger Megazord in Power Rangers of Fighting Edition? He goes, it's not that bad of a character. I don't know.
And I'm glad that, like, when we ran into him again, he was like, yeah, I checked out your channel back in my hotel room that night. You have one more subscriber. And I was like, oh,
that's so sweet of him.
That's good stuff, man.
Never expected to bump into him.
Those Tournament Fighter matches were the most amazing Tournament Fighter matches I've ever seen.
I was playing Exerd, hearing the hype, like, fucking shaking the room. I was playing Exert.
Fucking, like, that was not where the hype was at.
No, I'm saying, I was hearing the
hype. No, I know. I was hearing
radiating off. Just really quickly, I actually signed up for that tournament. I was really, really excited to play. And then I was like, I've never been into an actual TMNT tournament. I don't even know.
And the killers had come out.
The killers had come out. The guy that was running the tournament.
And Karai was banned. Game plan was fucked.
The guy that was running the tournament, he takes a Cyber Shredder and he goes against another Cyber Shredder. They have a mirror and it was like awesome mirror. And then I
you go up and fight a random guy.
Forearm crusher.
And I lost against this dude, like, but straight up.
You won easily, a bunch of rounds.
But I won a bunch of rounds, and then it, like, I.
He got 100% combo in one of the rounds, too.
I perfected the guy in the second round.
Did you get a pop?
Sorry, yeah, no, oh, because.
Boy, did he.
Doesn't that feel good?
A perfect? Yeah, it does.
Matt, welcome to why I didn't join you on your fucking show back when that started. No.
Fair enough.
But that fucking feeling is electrifying.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
When the crowd is behind you and you're like, yo, let's go!
And the announcer for Poverty.
Yeah.
Like, this is the Tournaments of Poverty. He was really hyped. Yeah. He was like, oh, Cyber Shredder, can you bring it back? Cyber Shredder, yeah. Oh, shit! It was just like, oh my god, I'm so excited!
And then right after that, it was when you explained to me, you had a moment where you're just standing there watching three screens right next to each other.
Yeah. And people had No Mercy, and they had Little Godzilla going on, and TMNT all. I'm like, these are three tenets of my childhood.
You're watching your life before your very eyes.
On three generations of systems.
Right?
Like 16-bit, 64-bit, and like, you know, like Xbox, PS2, GameCube.
So No Mercy implies motherfucking Matthew from Botchamania shows up in a goddamn suit with a Union Jack pattern all over it. Getting hyped, standing on chairs.
That was like, this is the main reason why my voice is thrown out, because the No Mercy tournament moved around, and every time, like, everyone...
Which is a weird thing for a tournament to do, but whatever.
I don't really... No, wait, maybe they maybe it was casuals before, and then they switched to the projectors later, but basically, anytime when these matches were happening, there were matches that had no right to be hype.
Yeah.
Like, X-Pac versus Dean Malenko, who the fuck cares? The people were... Every time someone, like, failed, like jumping over the ropes and planching onto someone across. You fucked up. You fucked up.
ECW.
And then they had a boombox playing Hulk Hogan's theme, and I have it recorded. Hopefully, it comes out well. That everyone's singing Hulk Hogan's theme music.
That's magic.
It was really like electrifying.
That's magic. Yeah.
And unlike last Magfest, I got to formally introduce myself to Matthew and just shake his hand. Like, I am Matt from Super Best Friends Play. And he's like, oh. Brilliant! I'm sorry, I'm running a fucking tournament.
Yeah.
I'm really feeling it.
Yes, and you know we were.
It's
all...
me, Matthew Hongo.
No, we were really hoping for like the ability to watch the Royal Rumble with him back in his room the next day, but sadly he hit capacity and there were fucking the legal
limits to how many people you can safely hold in your room.
They were going to deport him otherwise. That was it, you know. But
some great people did let us watch the Royal Rumble in their room in the end.
Yeah, that worked out. But you know, that was pretty much Friday. We also walked by the Funfetti Brawl setup.
Oh my god!
And we saw this the most ridiculous fucking build I've ever seen.
Okay, I saw people fighting on top of Zero Suit Samus.
That's correct.
Okay,
you've got Dante, Goku, Homer Simpson, Cloud,
Ryuko's an old
salty vet, Smash,
Gray Fox,
Salty Smash,
everything, everything,
like the most absurd modded brawl. The instructions on the side said, "If the game freezes, unplug the console."
Like, imagine if you insert like Mugen open endedness into Smash modding, and then give that to like V on 4chan.
No, you give it to a 5-year-old.
That, and you see the madness that ensues. It was great. We then of course, you know, that was that night. Cut to Saturday. You know, we did shit all until the panel. We just sat in our rooms and like,
and tried to make the panel.
And yeah, we planned it out and just pumped ourselves up and fucking okay, let's do it.
Amp it up.
And we've been saying this to people all weekend. They say, "Oh, are you coming to our panel?" And they're, "Where's your panel?" And we go, and usually my go to response was, "Don't come to our panel. It's going to be terrible.
There's better things to do.
Yeah. And we're saying to people later on, we're like, we thought like since the first Magfest, we've been like four or five. Mm-hmm. And we kind of think maybe our panels are running out of steam to talk about, because most people just do Q&A. They just, we're so-and-so, let's do Q&A, which you and I always were like, that's
don't do,
not
don't do, it's okay, but don't do all Q&A.
And they'll do all Q&A.
And we spent the first couple panels doing like coverage of our thoughts on LPs and stuff, which is, you know, there's quite a few.
Just kind of gave us a chance to talk about stuff like in a really like, busted down way. Yeah.
Exactly. And we kind of just hit a point where we're like, okay, well, we've caught up.
Anyone who went to last year's MAGFest
or saw the videos,
somewhat of a repeat.
Exactly.
So tried something
different. Freshen up. So what we did was like, you know, as you guys will be able to check out, we decided to do a little award show, like awarding some of the most underrated bits and jokes and things that we could never bring up otherwise because there's no...
What was the main one?
You know, Precious Thor.
Precious Thor.
And that was like what?
That was a good one.
Was that most underrated
Underrated bit.
No, yeah. That was a combo breaker.
No, that was combo breaker.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. But like most potential. The Coyote Ugly reference.
Yes.
It was Coyote Ugly award for most obscure reference. Yeah. Precious Thor,
man. And, you know, so we did that. And then thanks to the guys over at Shark Robot, we were able to get a couple of t-shirts.
I was able to procure about 15 t-shirts to just give away with a little trivia contest for the fans, unlike when we take Q&A from them, it was kind of Q&A on the fans.
Sadly, no t-shirt cannon, that would have been sick. But we managed to do a little impromptu trivia quiz for everybody.
Which went really well, like we kind of thought, ooh, these are real head scratchers.
It went faster than
I didn't skip any. So we had 15 shirts, I made 25 questions to be safe, and we managed to...
In the first 15 questions?
The first 15 questions were all the shirts. So yeah,
including such gems as like, what did Pat confuse for a dog on the side of the road?
Yeah.
It took people quite a few.
That was one of the
hardest one was who was the first to die in the Nuzlocke.
Who was the first to die in
that
the
Nuzlocke? That was the hardest one by far. And I can't blame them.
it's easy to forget that one.
And like both bits went down really well. Like I think like since it's the start of the year, like MAGFest generally, when we come back, I think we should maybe expand upon the awards thing.
Our YouTuber friends that were there were saying like that was a really fun part of the panel. It was really enjoyable.
A lot of fans I was speaking to, I asked them like, what did you think? And they said, yeah, the trivia was like surprisingly fun. And I was like, if only we could like rig it so that the fans couldn't possibly answer all the questions.
Because it's the main thing with a panel, and it's different than just Q&A, is that it's interactive, but in a different way, and it's also quick.
Yeah.
Because people just go, raise your hand, bah! And then, next person, like, blah, 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 blah. It was like rapid fire. Exactly. So it was fun.
And, you know, then we did the Q&A section. We had everyone line up and do the mic checks and stuff. And we got some fun bits. We got Neo Woolly, this cosplayer that dressed up as me.
Yeah, dressed up as me. And I didn't know which one to shoot.
Takahata gets up and is like, you're doing the fusion dance now.
Yeah,
and I'm like, yes, I am. You know.
But you would just fuse into Woolly.
Yeah.
That makes
no sense. But Cyborg 17 and Cyborg 17, 16 and 16 together become Super 16.
Oh, that's true. Ooh. That's true.
17.
That's
I'm an idiot.
Argument.
But yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing. We're gonna actually cut to this panel itself at the end of this episode so that everyone can hear it right away. We're just doing a little, you know, brief morning zoo bit for you guys right now, talking about our weekend, and then you're gonna get to hear the panel for yourselves. So moving along then, since you'll hear the rest of that, we did our signing. That was great once again. Amazing to meet everyone face to face.
Some fans have told me that they didn't like how it was right after the panel, like it wouldn't spaced out a bit because they're like, oh, there's other stuff, like I want to go. And then it was hard being shepherded
some people opted not to go to the panel and just got in line, so the line was already capped before people from the panel were able to get to the line. And I was really upset that the line was capped, but
I mean, unfortunately,
you know, if anyone got stuck with that cap, I'm not happy with that.
That's not great.
I know what happened to some people,
and I mean, it really sucks. It's one of those things where like they just kind of schedule us and cart us around and set it up. And I mean, all in all, I think that like the guy that was taking charge of the signing line and stuff. Did a really good job.
He was doing a great job.
Right, keeping it smooth.
Well, he was taking pictures for people.
Exactly. Like, he was really on top of his stuff, and he did it for us last year as well, so that guy's really great. But, like, yeah, some of that booking is a bit tricky for some people.
Next year, I'd rather ask if, hey, can we just take everyone?
And you definitely don't want to hear, like, hey, I kind of drove down to kind of see you guys, no one, and I got turned away because of the line cap.
Well, the guy who came from Brazil, could you imagine?
Exactly. No, exactly. Like, which is why it's like, if you see us, you know, it's fine.
But, if you have another autograph session coming up behind you, it's like, no, there's nothing that can be done. But we didn't have an open slot. I assume that there was someone else waiting in the wings to sit down and do autographs, but there wasn't. So why the cap?
It's almost a little bit like, you know, they underestimate the amount of people.
Underestimate our girth.
That want to check us out. I don't know. But either way, like, it was really great to once again see a lot of those familiar faces.
Yeah, lots of great gifts that we'll probably show you guys later in our video, maybe.
And one of those familiar faces that we spent the rest of the weekend with was motherfucking Cranky Construct.
Yeah, Cranky.
He showed up bright and early.
He lives nearby.
Stealing my onesie thunder.
Yeah, he came prepped, man. And, like, we talked shop, we talked the shit. We fucking had a great time with him. And
I hear he has a phenomenal new thing coming up.
Yeah, he does. It is his best work, in my opinion.
Hey, you want to hear something upsetting?
What?
The night after the panel, he and I were saying, oh my god, we should have played that at the panel.
I know! I saw it, and I was like, we're an idiot.
Yeah.
We are all an idiot.
Halfway through the panel, I was thinking it, and I was looking over at him. And I was kind of hoping he could read my mind, but he couldn't.
Fuck, man. Because that would have been like, you pop that off. It was ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I don't even know if we had a connection on the internet or any of that, you know, at that area. But
I think definitely, like, in future panels, and especially really big ones, we should make a concentrated effort to have some, like, either be it an animated something that we have specifically, but it's so hard to sort of find the time.
Also, we're doing them a lot more often these days, a few months apart in between, so it's not always an opportunity we have.
But, so if you ever come to one of our panels and you don't see a cool animation, it's because we don't like your panel as much. No.
It's less important. From that, we went off to do a couple of interviews with some people. We ran into an awesome comic book guy again who gave us a few issues, made some recommendations.
Yeah.
On my way over, I read Saga 2 and 3 and fell in love again and again and again with that series. And this guy was recommending the next Brian K. Vaughan series to us.
Which is called
Stand on Guard,
which is such a sick concept.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know,
it's sick. But Canada also defending itself
from America. Yeah. Go. And like, I trust that man.
Who's the only person who can outwrite Brian K. Vaughan?
Brian K. fucking Vaughan.
There you go.
And even then, he struggles.
Yeah.
And I was explaining to you, Liam, like, I hope you get a chance on the way back, but like Saga right now might be my favorite thing ever.
I think that's what I'm gonna do.
It's got all the gray damage. It just needs to commit.
Yeah.
It just needs to lock it in.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it ends. But I can't make
the call. Is that overhead gonna land?
Oh. battery ender on that shit.
Yeah.
So we ran into him, we did that, and that's when we made our way down to the Screenwave party. And
yes,
the Screenwave party is legendary every time.
Yeah,
every single time they get a room.
Last year we kind of showed up a little bit late. It was not petering down,
but we got in there during a quiet moment. And and every time we've been at one of these things since then, it's just been amping and amping and amping up. And yeah, man, this time we walked into like a fucking full house. Amazing stuff. And even before we get to I just want to say,
going into that, I hadn't eaten anything all day. Yeah. I was super thirsty. So everything I saw had red, like, tinge around it. Like, I was taking damage.
Yeah.
And all of you guys were like, okay, we're going to go over here. I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, where's the food? And I was just going to beeline to get to that. And after I had consumed enough wings or whatever, then I was able to focus on people there.
Like, on the all-star cast of B-tier entertainers.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, in an FPS view, there's a table of chicken wings, and it's just your camera sliding up and down the table, mashing A. taking off.
Yeah.
Choking in.
experience this.
So yeah, like Cranky came with us there, and then we finally got to meet up with the dude I've been making plans with the entire time, Boku no Eruption.
What a fucking nice guy.
Austin is so cool. What an
awesome nice guy.
Since it's been a long time since we mentioned. I think I mentioned him on the podcast. Maybe?
Yeah, you brought him up there.
But if you just YouTube Boku.
No Eruption.
Just a really clever YouTuber, reviews of games, like little things like that. He's really awesome.
Yeah.
Really great sense of humor.
When I got him, I took him aside and I'm like, that's a Pico reference, right? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Just of course. But we always recommend his Sparkster review because that settles the argument that Pat and I have been having in some ways. Although he knows less about the SNES side of things.
Yeah, but, no, he's a little more towards the other
side. But there's an interesting history there. We really like his definitely. Stuff. And what's awesome is, like, he got picked up by Screenwave.
Yes.
Back when he had a very low, exposure.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like, they liked his stuff too and were like, you make good stuff, regardless of how many people know you exist. Mm-hmm. Let's amplify that because you're going places.
I'm really happy we're able to work under someone who, like,
sees that.
Or who goes for talent rather than
like just
numbers.
Your viewer base. Exactly,
like, man.
And this is the type of guy where you can go up to him and you just go, you just mention games. He goes, yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you're like, yes, you're saying yes to all the right things.
Well, and he liked Aladdin on the Genesis better.
Point of the weekend.
No, we came to the logical conclusion.
Yeah, no, it was actually
which is,
good.
It is gameplay versus appearance and music and fly,
and the SNES one just doesn't hold up in so many ways.
Anyway, yeah, that fucking Shinji Mikami, what an asshole.
Yeah, what it
was. But no, so
well, at, I said.
So that was
no, the, that is what you said.
Yeah, that room.
Sure,
that
evil within proves he can do no wrong, right?
Oh,
that was a fun room. That was a fun room because I like from across the room, me and Satch are just like eyeing each other, like, yeah, all right, the only other black guy.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is generic white dudes
holding it. Generic shaved headed white dudes.
Yeah.
Me and Zach are like, yeah, man, all right, what's poppin'?
Like, Boku no Eruption, great guy, but in any creative character, he's male number two.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Not number one.
No, not number one.
He's got male a little scruff. Satch Bags, fucking awesome dude. We, of course, ran into Shane from Did You Know Gaming.
John Tron was there.
Yeah, we had some good conversations. We got introduced, person who introduces themselves as just fangirl, right?
Yeah, no.
Comes up.
I'm sitting in a stool. And
I met her before, and she was just like, oh, I love your stuff and everything. Okay, and we just had a chat about it, and I was like, yeah, no, it's great to be here. Love MAGFest. And just had sort of the generic talk, you know? And that was the end of that.
Yeah.
And then later, man.
So, yeah, I'm sitting in a stool, and I'm just drinking. I'm just like, ah, yeah, fuck, yeah. And I turn, and she goes, oh, my God, Matt. And I'm like, oh, hi. And she goes, oh, yeah, I'm just a big fan. And the same conversation as you would have.
Mm-hmm.
And then
with a twist.
And then, with a twist. And then I go, well, how are you here? Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, Takahata. Like, he got me a couple of voice acting roles. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And Takahata knows enough people because he specializes in voice acting.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, yeah. I'm like, not too long ago, I did, like, the theme song for Orchid and Killer Instinct. And I was like, excuse me? And she's like, oh, like, you know, like, Killer Instinct, like for the Xbox One? So yeah, I did the theme song for I did some lyrics for that, and I'm like, oh, you mean like a fan project? Oh no, like the official game. And I was like, let me hug you.
I worked with Mick Gordon.
I worked with Mick Gordon. I'm like, let me hug you. And then I grab you again.
I'm standing there.
I grab my fiance, and I'm just like, look, she did the song that we sing.
No. Repeat to me what you just said.
I already met her.
I already met her. She's a nice girl. She's like, no, I did some of the voices on the, fucking Arcade song. And I was like, why are you a fan of us? Why did you say this? And then later when you watch, like, so we just started like fucking gushing over her work and that amazingness, touch me and I'll break your face.
If you look on her thing, like her current roles that she has, she's going to be in Star Mazer.
That's awesome. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So when you came back over later and you're like, oh yeah, so we'll check out this business card, from Elspeth Eastman.
Yeah.
And like, check out the business card, and I see that, and just kind of move Matt out of the way and walk over him like, sorry, did I offend you in some way? Did I do something wrong? Am I, you know, what happened? Well, because I saw that business card there, and somehow...
That I can't
I
get,
don't... What, yeah. What happened? You
know? But basically, like, you know, we have great animators, we have great artists, and we don't really have someone, like, you know, to maybe sing or do some, like, musical things. So it'd be really cool if, like, I don't know, she can be the announcer at my wedding or something.
Yeah. Dude, like, in my head, I'm just... The theme song's playing right now.
Yeah,
just,
yeah. We listen to it again the next morning.
You get hyped. You played it, and Liana was like, are you just checking the song? And then it was like, no, we're listening to it. The song's
too amazing. And we looked it up, and she, like, she did, like, some backing vocals. Yeah, additional or vocals. Because the song is attributed to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, like, regardless, you worked with Mick Gordon.
I listened to her full reel, and, like, I recognize her from a bunch of things.
Oh, yeah?
She's great.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
At which point, I pointed out to Matt, I was like, this is the Music and Game Festival. Where the fuck is Mick Gordon live on stage?
Okay, blasting out these KI tracks? This is one of, I think, Wooly's best idea ever. Take it from the top. Give it its gravitas.
You walk into the empty main stage at MAGFest Concert Hall. You fucking get the lights dimmed, and then suddenly they shoot on, and the spotlights do the correction thing where they all cross in the middle.
Right.
And then you get the... Then you start it up and you bring up the lights and everything as it builds up.
Yeah.
And you only then, after you bring out the Jago intro, do you blend into that KI fucking build up.
Mm-hmm. And proceed to everyone taking their tops off and spinning them around.
And then while you're spinning your tops and losing your shit and falling, then each song is ended with him getting on the keys and doing the ultra ender on the keyboard, like.
Okay, you have the Spinal theme playing, and you have a bunch of Spinal cosplayers, just the skeletons come out.
Spinal! You know, and then the entire crowd at the end of every song goes, Supreme Victory!
Yeah.
Dude, where?
Money.
Why?
Money.
Okay, I'm going to try to talk to some people and network people to get things that
going.
Together.
Get things going.
Need to start that.
Nick, how can I get you to play at my wedding?
That's good enough.
You know. But yeah, we met back up with fucking JonTron, and like he just... just every time we meet up, just awesome stories and random bullshit.
Yeah, at the bar?
Yeah. Just having a good time, you know.
Having a good time.
Doing that thing where, like, I'm talking to one group, he's talking to another group, we both look at each other and do the kind of, like, oh, hey, you know, move in. I joined in on him talking to you, Liam, and some of the other people. That was fun. And actually, Aaron had passed by at some point.
He was just outside the bar, and I walk by, and I just it's probably as close as it's ever gonna get with Aaron. He kind of looks over someone's shoulder to go, oh, who's that over there?
Mm-hmm.
And he either goes, oh, or like, oh, I don't know.
Okay, one of the two.
And I just made eye contact. I was like, oh, yeah. And I don't think it's ever going to get past that.
And, like, I did the rounds and then was heading back out the door to go say, hey, what's up? But, like, he was gone by that point. You know, so he was a brief flicker in the wind.
Yeah.
But fucking Stamper wasn't. Yeah. Stamper was in for the long ride, and that motherfucker is the best. He can drink, and he can fucking gab. And, like, we had a good time with Stamper.
Okay, so, you were there for it, and we'll talk about it later, towards the end of last night, but...
Yeah.
Another great Stamper bit we had to talk about.
No, honestly, like, it just, us and Takahata and Stamper sitting in a circle, just fucking going...
Jerking it off.
Just reaching around, and just... Well, that's what I explained to Brent. Well, that's what I explained to, like, you know, the Screenwave guys when, like, they were passing by and, like, you know, drinking and everything. And I was like, yeah, cheers to them. And I was like, yeah, you've got a fucking room together, man. Good shit, you know? And we're all just reaching around, jerking each other off into the air, and it's Stardust. It's Stardust covering the bar, you know. But, yeah, that was all fun stuff. And it was nice to also, I'll say this. Like, after that bar, we went back to the Normal Boots suite. And, like, hung out with them up there.
Okay, what was the specific name of the room? Do we know?
I don't remember.
No, but what was the classification of the room?
Suite, wasn't
the
it?
The presidential suite.
That's true. right? Overlooking the fucking, like...
The harbor,
exactly. Yeah.
Like, so, Shane from Digital Gaming is just like, you need to check this place out. There's robots just
rubbing your butthole. I'm really feeling it. There was a bit where me and Taka were just looking at each other and saying, I'm really feeling it. Like, back and forth for some reason.
Hey, would you like to see the master bedroom? And I go inside, and then there's just peacocks walking around. Or specifically, John Tron's parrots.
Yeah,
which is fun to see.
It was awesome. No, exactly. And, like, you know, he texted me before we were heading up there and everything, and it was just like, okay, this is the spot everyone's, like, meeting back up at. You know?
Yeah.
And up there, we got to meet Nicole, his girlfriend. Yeah, who's super really chill. Nice. Really, really cool. And
she's a fan of the show too.
Exactly. That was cool. It was like yeah. And her brothers were there as well, who I hung out with a bit afterwards. I'll get into that. But yeah, we had like what is probably my highlight of the weekend happened down there, where, you know, in the midst of like all the fucking just gabbing and laughing and joking and shit, you get the and like again, conversations that can't be repeated.
No, never.
Like, you just get the break in the action where fucking everyone just marches over to the kitchen and it's like Takahata versus Shane from Did You Know Gaming arm wrestling. Let's go.
Yeah, like we said before, Takahata's been working out.
Yeah, he's
and I was just like, okay.
Okay, whatever, Shane. Deal. You know, yeah. Exactly. And, like, I slid in there, like, riding, like, under the third rope style slide, got my hands on it, officiated that shit.
Yeah, you were there for that.
So, like, getting that shit ready to go, it was great. And, and you saw, like, Takahata go
Kaioken
times two, and he fucking drops his beef arm down, and Shane, both times, just bam.
Now the reason that
hiding it all in a hoodie,
Shane is either wearing a hoodie or like a full dress shirt or whatever, and he's hiding. But if you actually look at him, he's like, no, he's got mask.
He's super beef underneath that thing, you know. And I was just like, yo, Takahata, like you're showing it off, and you got exposed.
Okay, by the way, Takahata was wearing tight T-shirts and white beaters all fucking day. So he was always trying to show it off,
literally trying to become Big Papa Pump.
Always making us feel like shit.
I told him to enter his panel wearing a chainmail hat, God, you know. And
that's really awesome. We don't have that recorded on footage ourselves.
No.
I think someone might, maybe Satch might have recorded. I remember he had his phone on. He might have had it on recorded video on his phone. But I have some of the aftermath recorded, and hopefully you guys can see some of that, because it could lead to something glorious in the future.
I almost feel like it's one of those like parties you go where it's just like check your cell phones at the door style, like, room, you know. But that was good though. And then
just one special aside for me is that when me and I brought my fiance up to, and we were like, we need to bring something if we're going to this big presidential suite. So we brought some alcohol. We brought like Fireball. And I brought these, I've been eating them all day. I was like, okay, I gotta give these to people. But I forget his name.
Trader Joe's.
A really nice fan that we met last year at MAGFest. He gave us like really awesome chocolate and Trader Joe's dark chocolate peanut butter like cups. I was inhaling them, right? And I was like, oh, bring these up, they're so good. And I bring them up and I see maybe two or three people grab a few, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go get some more. Oh yeah, I feel really great about eating these. And I go, and the thing is just suddenly empty.
That was the intended use.
So then someone told me later, like, no, people stole them. I saw John Tron, maybe someone else, just take a handful and put them in different boxes and vases
to keep them away from
someone else. It maybe wasn't John Tron, but someone in that room.
They fucking got
if
on that.
If anyone's hearing this, they hoarded my fucking, like, eat them. I don't care.
Yeah.
But let me eat them with you.
Yeah.
Like, it was really fun.
That's good. We eventually kind of branched off because, like, I wanted to head down to
what?
To the fucking Yu Miyake Katamari Damashii concert. And if you know anything about me, Katamari Damashii.
Very recently on a podcast, you really know Katamari Damashii.
My favorite video game OST is Katamari Damashii.
Wow, okay.
Both of them. And that happening that same night, that type of special guest having that at MAGFest this weekend, fuck you, I'm not going. And I'm like, yo, Eruption, yeah, Katamari concert, you want to come? Fuck yeah, right? Who else is in? And like, John Chan's girlfriend's brother, Andrew, right? You know, we met him earlier and we're talking a little bit, and he's like, I'm fucking down for that. And so we just marched confidently.
The problem with an event like that is when you're already in a party setting and there's something else you want to go to, everyone's very lax about
getting to places.
Like, oh, when is it? Oh, it's in 15 minutes. Yeah. Ah, okay, we'll get for sure. And like, oh, it started 15 minutes ago. Go. Ah, yeah. We'll get there, don't worry.
But it's the thing where it's like, and all you have to do is take an elevator down a couple floors and it's right there.
It's no excuse.
Fuck, man. So we got in there and it was an 11-on-10 set, guys. It was unbelievable because he played every Katamari song I wanted to hear, upbeat in like a fucking...
Tell me the thing you said.
For like the first half an hour.
Do the voices.
And then he's like, no, well, in Japanese, he's just like, you know, thank you very much, you know, arigato. And I yelled out, subarashi! And he's like, you know, arigato. And then he did a kampai, he got some beer.
Yeah.
He had a translator out there. And then after the first like half hour of that, he was like, do you mind if I play... something besides Katamari, you know? And everyone's like, yeah, go for it. He's like, okay. It's like, well, okay, thank you. As you know, I also make music for Namco. I'm a sound designer for them. So here's some Tekken music. And he starts playing some fucking Tekken remixes and he starts killing it. And then after the Tekken remixes are done and everyone's like, oh my god, he starts playing Ridge Racer music and fucking kills it. Mm. And it's just like, this set is ridiculous.
It'd be really awesome. He goes, okay, now I'll play music from the hit Namco video game Death by Degrees. Like, what? It was like,
no. If you told me that game had good music, I would believe it.
I would believe it. That type of weird thing happens.
Yeah, exactly.
But fuck, man, that dude is talented. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's clear that he's not a, like, DJ. It's clear that he has a DJ presence, but he's a sound designer primarily.
Yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean?
And like, still get it done.
Yeah, but... no, he was killing it up there with his fucking turntables and his sets and everything and whatever. But he, like, was sound designer first, DJ second. Yeah. And I loved that. It added a technical element to the set.
That's cool.
Yeah, I had to cut a rug. It was great. And then I just went back to Eruption's room for Smash 4, and that was pretty much where my Saturday went.
What, Liam, you split it off and you just, like,
I went to play Melee.
Of course.
I was having so much fun, like... I haven't.
And in the console room, or did you?
In the console room, I haven't gotten to play against good Melee players
in a long time.
Like, last time I played Melee was the Fisticuffs, and I was like super ultra rust. And the previous time before that, I don't even like maybe a year before at work, like just random. Mm-hmm, you remember? Mm-hmm. But like, I haven't played good Melee players in a long time, and it was like a total pleasure.
And Smash was just generally really popular here.
Oh, absolutely.
There was like it was probably the game with the most. Yeah.
I think the setups were staggered really weirdly. And okay, like bear with me here because I know people know I don't like Smash 4 as much as the others, but you got to admit there's something funny about there being like 7 Brawl setups. Like 5 Smash 4 setups and 2 Melee setups.
Mm.
Like,
word on the street is though you held your own against some of the Melee players.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually really pleased. It was excellent.
There you go. There you go.
It was really good.
Optimal conditions, perfect controllers, everything working and ready to go.
Yeah,
you do your thing, man.
And we did. I did end up playing some Smash 4, and I had some really good matches. And it was really fun as well.
I
do like the game. It's just,
well, the Smash 4 that we played back at Eruption's room, like that's where Andrew, the Nicole's brother,
mm-hmm.
was just fucking beasting. Yeah. Like I've never seen.
I wish I would have got to play him. I didn't even see him.
It was ridiculous, and to the point where I like, okay, stop, everyone, hold on. Like after, well, we waited for it to wind down a bit. And I was like, let me just 1v1 you, just to know.
This is it.
I just want to know because, like, I want to see if I don't get 3-stocked,
mm-hmm.
and I got him up to 98%. And the motherfucker 3-stocked me with his Mario. And I was like, okay, this is serious business. Like,
Mario's really good.
Yeah. Wow, man.
I wish I could have got to play him. I never even saw him.
Perhaps next time, you know?
Maybe.
Shout outs to you, man. That was good stuff.
My ending to that Saturday was a lot less cool, but at the same time, like, appropriate for me, I suppose. Which is just, we just wandered around and recorded some bits for a video or whatever. But essentially, I just went, okay, I'm pretty drunk hungry, even though I ate. But it's one of those times where we need to eat something now, And the thing that you'll constantly see in
Red
the,
Matthew needs meat.
Badly.
One thing you'll constantly see in the hotel that make this happens is that you'll see a never-ending parade of dudes holding 17 boxes of pizza. Mm-hmm. So we ordered some pizza, and it was the worst place ever because we're in the main lobby, and we're looking as every motherfucker you could ever imagine was coming in with pizza, and we went over to him. Oh, and he goes, no, please go away. We have money. And he says, no. And we finally got it.
Fucking pizza
and,
Grand Prix.
Yeah, exactly. And we met some other fans. I'm really sorry, I forget your name. I'm sure she's listening, but she had red highlights at the bottom of her hair. Really nice, you know, she's super nice. And shared some fun laughs and stories with her while we just ate pizza and just waved to fans like pretty much the rest of the night. And then I was just like, oh shit, I forgot I'm old. I'm gonna go back to the room and go to bed.
I was out till 4, man. Like, whatever. Fuck it, MAGFest weekend. I don't care. I don't sleep anyway.
The limiters are off.
There you go. And then, Sunday roll around somehow.
I know.
It seemed like it wouldn't, but then it did.
It snuck up on us.
And
there was a fucking moment on Sunday where I sat down to play Streets of Rage. And I think Wooly heard this story.
Yeah.
Only Matt heard this story.
I know, I didn't.
I sat down to play Streets of Rage and I said, I'm going to top the leaderboard. And, like, that's doable. I can do that. No problem.
You top the leaderboard on the game?
On the game, okay. Yeah, exactly.
If I meant that they had some sort of setup.
No, I was just going to go on the top of the leaderboard.
Right.
So I'm playing solo Adam because I'm an idiot and I love it. And I was at, like, stage 6 of 8. I was doing perfect. It was amazing. And then I finish it. Some motherfucker presses start on the second controller, and before his butt touches the seat, I am gone. I am gone. Completely ruined the playthrough.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. Don't do that. Like, ask.
Yeah.
Ask.
Yeah. Say, like, any schmucks.
I should have unplugged the same second
thing.
Controller.
Beat 'em ups and schmucks like that, where it's like you're trying to play for a thing.
Yeah.
And, like, someone shows up, press start. Just, I like that transition. Like, before his ass,
Hit the seat, I was gone. Like, poor guy, but like, oh man.
Yeah, that's that. Don't do that, guys. Sunday we had our t-shirt signing little thing.
Yeah, the Shark Robot.
We went over to the Shark Robot booth. We were sitting there signing some shirts.
It was a bit impromptu, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, just
like
handing up the
We were basically signing them and giving people the sizes, and then they would go and pay for it. And Liam really, really stepped up his game.
You were just working the booth at a point, getting shirts that were ready.
After a while,
you were like, random Shark Robot shirts that had nothing to do with
us. I ended up grabbing a couple because it's like I'm here. I'm not just gonna say, hey, like, can we get a shirt, or like, you have to ask this guy. Like, I see them, they're right there.
And it was a cool, like, second opportunity for people that missed us before to come back around again.
Exactly.
A bunch of people did say, like, oh yeah, I wasn't able to thing, but I'm here now. That was really cool. That's where I ran into one of the first guys we ran into on the street again, Matthew from Australia.
Oh yeah, and we met him like 4 or 5 times.
And his wife.
Congratulations of surviving Australia and
making it up here.
The grand great escape.
And like, I mean I can't really get too much into it because it is kind of personal, but like, he showed me some serious, like, Australian hospitality, and he was a super fucking cool guy.
Yeah,
yeah, he told me some stuff too. That's
and nice. Yeah, and I just, you know, like, dude, honestly, thank you. Like, what you did was great and awesome, and you're super cool for that. And I'm just like, yo, for a prison colony, they're turning that story around.
Not so bad.
They're bringing it back. They're bringing it back. You know,
maybe that's what they want you to believe.
Yeah, you know. So
they seed out people like him. You know.
Yeah. It's like, like,
you've worked off your million-year sentence.
Exactly. That's why he's here now. Yeah. No, that was great.
Since it's the same time frame, and since it's not recorded and it's not even a thing anymore, I just want to lament, like, my biggest, like, oh, this has been the funniest thing. Everyone would have laughed. That I saw this really, like, pretty good John Cena cosplayer.
I saw him.
We saw him.
And but and I saw him, and I wasn't with you guys, yeah, and you saw him, and I wasn't there, and exactly. I had the camera.
Yeah, exactly.
But it just sucks, because my idea was, is I wanted to shoot footage of this John Cena cosplayer, like, okay, and saying, you can't see me, by and then it would pan to Liam, and Liam does it too, and every time they do it, then it cuts off each one, like they're doing a duel.
It just couldn't come together.
You tightened
the crop every time.
Oh, jeez, I really want it. It's been so
good. There was a ton of moments like that, dude. Like, I was walking by when I saw an awesome peacock from Skullgirls.
Yes.
And I was like, man, where the fuck are you? You know?
Fucking Windjammers shit. I wish we'd got
that. Oh, yeah.
There's people playing Windjammers. I didn't know there was a Windjammers scene. But they had
giant bomb, man.
They had windbreakers on,
and I'm pissed because I wanted yelling, to bring it back.
Jam, 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 jam.
That's
jam.
Great.
Like,
that's the greatest.
Like, fuck.
And I'm so pissed because I'm like, I'm so happy that it's back, but I'm mad because I wanted to you be the one to bring it back. Because I knew Windjammers too.
You need to step it up.
No, man. Gersman fucking brought it hard.
Wooly, step up. Revolution.
But the best I can do is like when like dudes like Gersman's like hyping up dive kick and stuff, and I was like, I got a fucking character in there, Jeff. What you got? No, man. That's sick. I love antics like that at these events, you know.
Definitely.
We had the fucking best moment, and I hope you're going to see it or whatever, but we're signing t-shirts and a dude comes up to us and goes, "Yo guys, hey, what's up? Big fan. More importantly, I just got over from the Street Fighter, arcade game cabinet in the room over there."
Super shoutouts.
It's running, and the bug that you talked about, the sound bug, is happening. And I'm like, get out! Yeah. Fuck you!
The one that Eskil said couldn't possibly be happening.
And so he's like, no, it's happening right now. And I'm like, it has it, but he's like, it's happening immediately.
Now.
So I'm like, fuck it, Matt.
The small detail about this is that we were playing the home version. And the home version, very different than the arcade version.
This was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Mm. And the home version, it's like you mash buttons at the character select screen, and you get a couple of dumb random sound effects. Maybe when a special move is performed, Sagat would go Shuriken, of Sakura, and maybe something would happen, and then you would hear like a weird roar.
It booted, and on the Acclaim logo, we mashed buttons, and then we got fucking Primal Rage sound effects.
Yeah, no, that's
we got perfect dump dump. Double perfect,
Vega.
We didn't get all that crazy, crazy stuff when we played the home version.
Yeah.
But on this arcade version,
it was way
every enough. Single thing you did or didn't do resulted in the most like malarkey bullshit.
Standing
ever.
There with Geef pressing hard punch. Ken, Vega, Ken.
The best was when you were playing that kid. And then in the middle of the match, it just said round three.
And then you hear three sounds of iron hitting the ground, like dunk, 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 like just
Sawada.
Fucking. Yeah.
Like, and yeah, I was playing Guile, and it was just Cammy.
It was so good, dude. I can't, like, that is once good. In a lifetime, man.
Yeah, no.
It was like, fucking Eskil didn't believe,
trying
but now
to shut you down. He called you
like,
a liar.
He just went like, I don't know.
It sounds fishy. Like, honestly,
I don't. I think you're just trying to impress
me. Now you can get back in.
Now you can see.
Now you see it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was great. And then we had Dragon Charles Part 2, where we just played some Breakers.
Breakers.
Ran through the gamut on that. That game's fucking busted and fun. That was around the time as well. We checked out some indies. We did a bit, and then we all just went off to dinner at that point.
Just
down by the big Ferris wheel
with Cranky, with Takahata, his girlfriend,
with Eruption, Boca Eruption,
another friend of Takahata's.
Yeah, the guy who's writing his thing.
The guy that's scripting.
He's a really good.
I don't think it's our place to talk about. I'm not sure what the deal.
No,
with that
no,
is.
No.
I
yeah.
heard a lot.
There's
yeah,
there's secret projects that are really really awesome that happening from Team Four Star. You should keep your ear to the ground.
Filmmaker stuff. Gary's mod stuff.
Gary's mod.
And Bananer's good at it.
Yeah, but the next
thing's going to be SF.
So it was fun too, because while we were back in the presidential suite, we met John's art pixel artist. Right?
Yes.
Who was a fan of the podcast as well.
Yeah,
shout out to him.
Podcast.
That's really cool, dude.
Buddy.
And it was awesome to see, like, okay, here's everyone. and here's the ridiculous cool artists that they work with also here that just came in the posse.
Exactly.
You know, like you're walking with your crew. Our crew is fucking cranky. We got Boku. We got Takahata. You know, you got
also not there, but amazing that I'm just talking to someone and they're like, oh, it's like, yeah, really, thanks for contacting Dipod. And I'm like, sorry, who?
Yeah.
You don't mean the Dipod we know,
can't
right?
Possibly. Yeah.
You can't possibly.
The Mecha Dipod.
Here's a picture of Dipod putting me in a
headlock. Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, no, that's totally him. And he's like, no. And
so
I was like,
the one way to know someone's a friend with someone is if you have a photo of you putting them in a headlock.
So Dipod, you motherfucker.
So cool.
That was awesome.
Again, another great con moment of you know that person
yeah,
too.
Small worlds, man.
Oh,
small worlds.
Amazing.
And so yeah, after we had like a cool dinner and whatnot, that's when we went back to thankfully the Royal Rumble happening in another room because we couldn't get to Matthew's room.
We came in at what, like number 15 or
we came
something?
In yeah, we so came in the middle of it, but we caught the fucking great escalation and ending and the awesomeness that is Roman Reigns winning and the crowd booing. And then The Rock comes out to fucking
to try to hype it up,
and it's like they're
booing even harder. Please like Roman.
And then The Rock cuts what is one of the worst promos he ever has, and it was the lamest, most cringy fucking promo.
But Kofi and the Rosebuds.
That was cool. And Takahata was just like, I said, hey man, do you think Finn Balor would like how would that fucking go over, right? Right. And then he was like, if they brought him in as number 30 right now,
it would work.
Like the stadium would shut down.
I'll trust him.
I was like, that would be the sickest. The lights go dark and he comes out in the fucking paint. Imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't remember his name, but there was a guy in there who like really knew wrestling. Really
No, there was
and
some.
He was offering
there were
some
like, smarks. We were surrounded by some smarks. It was great.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you guys were enjoying the VIP experience.
Yeah, the VIP experience. There's the big national wheel. It's just a big fancy ass Ferris wheel. And I decided to take my fiance had a very romantic VIP experience.
You bought the bullshit pass, didn't you?
Not a pass per se, just spend more money to get like this. Like,
the bullshit pass.
Well, you get the leather seats is basically what you get. And you get,
I thought there was some shit where like you stopped other people.
So we're not sure exactly how it worked, but we get into the thing and then all these other people that paid for like, you know, $10 for whatever, they are denied entry onto the Ferris wheel.
You shall not pass.
You shall not pass. And we're just, it was a big fancy thing, and they have like an iPad running there with music, and I'm selecting it. Like, what are we going to listen to? And I was like, the only thing we can do is Stained, which is so weird to be in like a majestic like view. Like, you got an amazing view of the hotels and everything. As we're doing that, we're just listening to Stained because we think Stained's funny for some reason.
That's Ferris Bueller music.
All right, and we're just in there, and I was like, oh, yeah, and they had binoculars, and I was able to look into Jontron's room. Really powerful binoculars, and even look down at the restaurant that we were just in to see if you guys were still in there.
Oh, shit.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, no, that was a good time, I can imagine, man. Like, that we met back up at Eruption's room, and, like, just kind of capped the night off, you know, and whatnot. That's when people were getting packed up and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I think like Liam and I, like, we got the crew together as well with everyone on the room and went down for some last games at the arcade.
Played one of the older Gundam arcade games.
Gundam X Versus. Yeah, I
really liked that.
I had a lot of fun with it.
I was like, man, I really wish there was more of a setting to learn it a little bit.
Because
like,
beasts are playing.
The people playing it were really good, and that game's really hard to pick up.
Yeah,
like that.
But I enjoyed the virtual on like aspect of like how simple the setup was.
Yeah, definitely.
And I definitely would like to spend some more time with that game in the future. Yeah, it was fun.
Sure.
It was fun. I was playing with Cranky as well. Like,
did you ever play any of the older ones? Or I played one of the Federation versus Zaft games. But, like,
I was watching it at a tourney that we ran back in the day,
right,
but I didn't actually get hands on it. So that was good stuff. And then the last thing I did was just watch the new Cranky animation as we were getting back to the hotel.
Yeah, I hear it.
We didn't have our voices. We were just fucking cracking and dying. I took a couple of pictures with people like asleep, like eyes closed type of thing. And yeah, honestly, like Cranky, I had such a blast hanging out with you, man. Like, honestly,
he's great, man.
I can't wait for you guys to see this new thing.
Yeah.
So we gotta get to our plane like now.
Yeah, we need to head out.
Actually, have to get there now. So Honestly, Magfest, this is...
Dude, this is the best. I did not know that what I wanted from conventions, what would really, like, really make me get... make me really feeling it, was, like, remove all the preteen anime fans and replace them with string quartets in the hallways.
Thank you. Thank you, Liam.
I'm not even really that into music, but, like, having it around, you, like, changes the atmosphere completely.
That is exactly... You've captured it perfectly.
There's one more thing. The average age is so much higher. Yes. The average age must be, like... over 25.
It's not an anime con. It's not a game fest with, like, you know, the booths thing. And stuff. It's its own thing. It's about music and it's about arcade machines.
That being said, there's still, like, lots of anime cosplayers. Yeah. There's still lots of anime cosplayers. Of course. Lots of anime stuff to buy. Of course.
But the events occurring in the general, like, age of the group of people walking around is much higher, and it's just a classier event, and it's just fun.
It's
man.
Just so fun. Just
to go on the music thing. When I was just finishing up, going, okay, I'm heading back to the room to go to sleep last night. There's just a single guy. I mean, this is the Magfest experience. Like the last day, there's still a guy repping it super hard. He has a boombox plugged in, and he's playing Jago's original theme to himself. And I just point him, I'm like, this is the fucking guy. Like, let's do it now. There's one single person. This is because it's all filtered out. But there's still a guy that's like, no, keep partying.
We're not done yet, motherfuckers.
We're back. We're
back. So yeah, man.
Awesome.
We'll see you guys next time and enjoy the Magfest 2015 panel. I have a feeling we might see Magfest again.
Yeah,
I hope so.
And we'll be back to the regular podcast format next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm really failing it.
Hey, it's time for a sponsor break. Today's episode of the Super Best Friend Cast is brought to you by audiblepodcast.com/superbest. You head on out there and you can choose from over 150,000 titles in every category imaginable. If you use specifically the URL audiblepodcast.com/superbest, you get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook to check out. Hey, if you're listening to us gabbing on for a couple hours like this, you're probably the kind of person that likes listening to things over time. You'd probably enjoy an audiobook. If you haven't done so, why not? The fuck you waiting on? Go do it. You can go check out the greatest books from George R.R. Martin. You can check out the Game of Thrones series. You can go way back and listen to The Hobbit, the classic J.R.R. Tolkien book. You've got Bram Stoker's Dracula being read by Tim Curry. Or you can check out Amy Poehler's Yes, Please. Amy Poehler is the shit. What are you waiting on? Check out audiblepodcast.com/superbest. Audiobooks are the future. We talked about this. What do you want to deal with the paper cuts and shit? You want your hands bleeding all over the place? Fuck books. Fuck those tree-murdering books. You don't need that. You need a podcast. And you need audiblepodcast.com/superbest in your life so that you can listen to some good shit when you want it. With the free trial and the free book, what's your excuse? Even if you don't like the book you get, you can use Audible's Great Listen Guarantee and exchange any book you aren't happy with for another title, anytime, no questions asked. No questions asked, none. They don't care. They don't want to know what happened if you didn't like it. You got 150,000 other titles to pick from. Just pick one, and I swear you'll probably enjoy one. What are you, Pat? I didn't think you were. So where are you going to go? audiblepodcast.com/superbest. Thanks, Audible. Me reading these ads by myself, a little bit awkward, but I think I did it. It's okay. Oh, man.
Jason. David Cage. Ladies and gentlemen, the following panel is scheduled for 1 hour 30 minutes.
making their way to the stage, weighing in at 600 pounds, Lisa Ibatsu!
OMP!
I didn't know that was going to get played at all. I kept saying, hey, we should have a cool song. And he was like, eh, no, I don't have a song. And I'm like, well, what is it? He's like,
Secrecy was integral to the plan, Matt, man. We couldn't tell you. Can I get volume? Volume on my mic?
Mic check.
I'm pretty
one,
low.
Two.
Well, my top. Ayo. Hello?
My mic sounds nice. Check one.
My mic sounds nice. Check two. There we go. There we go. That all works.
Right. Sounds like shit.
We're still 10 minutes early, technically, but fuck it.
Are we?
Yeah. Welcome to the one-year anniversary of our first panel ever.
Yes.
MAGFest. I guess we kind of weren't too sure what to do this time around, because it's getting to the point where, like, the first time we did a panel, we did a run-through of all our LPs, and then we did what? We did the...
I don't remember.
Another run through
and stuff.
Oh, and then don't forget the third run through.
That, yeah.
Six or seven times.
Precious memories.
So we wanted to kind of like figure out how to remix it this year. So I guess we can start off with what's being called the golden age of LPs. I want to give a shout out to the Zybatsupedia because they actually broke down our years into the Attitude Era, the PG Era, the Year of Face-Off, and the Golden Age.
I really liked the Attitude Era because we had all those dumb angles that went nowhere.
I feel like we kind of... This whole thing about the Golden Age that has recently popped up, the Golden Age of LPs, where we started Parasite Eve... We started...
No, it was Game of Thrones, man.
Silent Hill, Game of Thrones, and Mario RPG all at the same time. And...
No more heroes.
No more heroes! And the honest truth is, it was completely accidental. We had no plan to do that at the same time. We just happened to have a bunch of other LPs that just ended at the exact same time, and... It lined up that way.
And like,
Like it's all one channel, but we're pretty independent from each other when we all do our LPs.
Yeah.
So like, I have no clue what the fuck's going on in No More Heroes.
And like, no one even knew I was going to do that until like maybe a week. I finished No More Heroes, and everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
And I, like, you had talked about doing Parasite Eve like months and months ago, and then you were just like, oh, we did like 9 parts. I was like, oh, cool, awesome.
So yeah, we just happened to hit, I guess, the nail on the head there. Because there's almost like an LP cycle, right, that we go through.
It's much like the Sonic cycle, which I'm sure some of you are familiar with.
How does it go, Matt?
It goes with everyone saying, when are they going to play something new? Oh my god, I can't wait to watch the newest thing. Oh my god, blah, 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 blah. the LP comes out, and then everyone goes, oh my god, this is the best, oh my god, this is the best. Then they see us play the game. And that's usually, oh my god, this is the worst. Why do I watch these guys? Kill me now. Sorry?
You can run in Super Mario RPG.
You can run in... When did that just happen?
That was episode 6 or 7. Yeah, exactly. We found the run button in like probably the most awkward way possible, but it was really satisfying.
You were trying to jump, right? Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna
jump. We got stuck in like a quote unquote progression blocker, but it turned out we were being idiots because running makes it not a progression blocker.
And then of course the final stage is like, oh my god, I end this LP. I want it to end, and then of course goes to when are they going to start a new LP?
And then the new LP starts in its hype again. It's great. So yeah, I guess we wanted to give shout outs to the people that. Well, besides you guys for being a ridiculously awesome fan base.
Oh, good one.
Right? The actual best fans I've ever seen for any kind of thing. I really like...
Yeah, you had all these fans beforehand.
Yeah. No, not mine. No, I mean fans for other fans, for fans of other things, including...
Like your modeling?
Yeah, exactly. I got some, you know... Fuck you, Liam.
Yo, it looks good.
Thank you. I wanted to kind of give a shout out to some of the newer artists that, you know, helped bring us up, because honestly, like, whenever we see amazing fan art, we always just want to get in touch with the artists, and
we also hoard the artists. For a good example is when I saw the Guacamelee intro, I was like, oh, this is really good. And then just months later, I was just like, hey, Willie, what is the name of the guy that's in Guacamelee? He's like, why would you want to know? I'm like, oh, shut up, just give me the thing. And then I contacted that guy, Phil, and he did, what was his last name? Phil
Dragash.
Phil Dragash, and he was really talented. And I said, hey, could you do the intro for my No More Heroes LP? And he's like, really awesome. And then when Willie saw the intro, he went, damn.
Yeah.
There was another one, too.
Well, I mean, like, last time we shouted out the staples, you know, you've got your Plague, you've got your Two Snacks.
You got your Cranky Construct.
Yeah.
Stand up, man. Stand up. I like the onesie. I like the fit. I like the cut. I like the way it looks when you strut.
I think that's one of the most exciting things about this job.
What, onesies?
Onesie. No. When I get to your place and you say, I have a new opening.
Yeah!
That feeling of like, oh my god. I know what it is, but I haven't seen it
but
yet.
But also whenever any animator, like Cranky or Plague or Two Snacks, and they've been working on something and now it's finally ready. Like, you guys have no idea the feeling of... Here is Two Snacks giving you the new intro for our Machinima episodes. Like, that really fucking hype one. Like, we all just... We're not good enough to live up to this intro. Like,
the character action fun time adventure, I think, killed us all.
Like, the actual Bayonetta model that no one asked for. So, yeah, I guess just some of the newer artists that have been representing amazing, amazing work. Mothman has been killing it. Just like paintings, like actual paintings that should be hanging in a gallery. I don't know.
I could see those being their own Marvel universe, like Fleer Ultra.
Yeah.
Like, and Wooly's stat. Wool's worst stats are on the other side.
Trading
of the
cards.
Wooly, you would hang pictures of yourself in a gallery.
I would if there was good.
Mothman drew them, absolutely. Phil, like we just mentioned, Phil Dragash. Lena does the awesome Skullgirls noir art. We've got Dipod, who did this awesome super best Gurren style mecha stuff. And Matt's been in touch.
He hasn't even started it yet, I don't think, but I'll let you guys know. He's going to make a poster eventually of Rage versus Zubaz at the Lollapalooza. and he wanted to be like those really hype EPO posters, and like that's one of those things that all of us know about it, and when it actually comes in, like, we're all going to just, you know, sit around and just nervously click the button and get super hype and erect.
Contrary to popular belief, the other painterly style that we did for the Dark Souls art was not Mothman. It was a guy called Bob from Lou, and he did these styles. Very cool. And then we've got The dude on Tumblr, Indonesian Bob. The creepiest fucking art. I can't look at it. What is going on with my fingernails? I don't understand.
You picked a tame one.
That's the tamest picture. Tame. I couldn't handle the others.
There's jizz in here.
I was an actual toilet in one of them, man.
I always have hairy legs. Only that.
Because you're the poodle legs.
Yeah, poodle legs. All right, I'll take it.
Oh, man. Fucking Indonesian Bob. It's like do we hire him or stop him?
Yeah.
Is the question.
Do we give him a kickstopper? Pay him to draw anything else. Yeah.
So, I guess we eventually finally got around to, you know, the top tens that we've been promising for a while. Any thoughts?
No. I mean, I still wish we would have done them on New Year's Eve. Like,
yeah,
at 11:59.
We wanted to put them out on the absolute last day that they would not be technically late.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that would be fun.
I was like, nah.
Didn't happen. I thought I had fun with it.
Top tens.
I don't think anyone had fun watching mine, though.
I think top tens are like literally one of the, I wouldn't say hardest things, but it's just like trying to do LPs and sneak this thing that's super personal, and you have to craft every single moment, like when you're talking, to sync the visuals to your words. Because we don't do that, because we let the games be our thing. So when it comes to this, it's just like so hard. It's just every, I wouldn't say soul crushing, but it was pretty soul crushing.
It shows. Tedious. I feel like it shows our personalities individually. Yeah, each one. Like,
fuck you.
All flash, no substance over here. You know, like I don't enjoy lists particularly, so I kind of just wanted to be brief about my descriptions in each one. Mm. You know, and Liam did a genius job, I think, in my opinion, of like making a review for each one. I didn't even consider that.
I wanted everyone to know about every game.
Yeah,
right?
Like, yeah, yeah. But
I just had dumb shit in mind. So.
You know, stay tuned for 2014.
Stay tuned for 2014. Maybe it won't be
as late.
11 months
coming
late.
Early 2016.
Yeah, coming early 2016, exactly.
But no, what we wanted to do was, I guess, give a fresh new year, a new start, and look back and kind of, you know, reflect, give out what we want to call the best friend awards.
Man, where did you get that image?
The besties. The internet, man.
Oh, because it looks like all the stars that I would get in elementary.
Sick burn on yourself.
All right.
So, we have a few categories for awards, and we want to start out with what we feel is the most slept on, most underrated joke.
Yes, we are awarding an award to our own joke.
That's correct. That's correct. The NVIDIA Shield Counterbreaker. It just, from the last MAGFest video. The idea, for those who didn't see it, Matt, you want to set it up?
Yeah, we just saw everyone streak passing on their 3DSs, and there were like very, very few Vitas that year. And just we found one person with a Vita, and I was like, oh, I can put a combo breaker sound effect on that. And Willie just like, no, maybe you can do like a counter, like, and then we found the NVIDIA Shield being played by nobody and no one. And then he was just like, no, we can put counter breaker, and I can shake the camera. And I was like, I don't really get it. What do you mean? And then when he actually, like, Willie, I'm holding the camera for the majority of this, and then Willie's holding the camera for the NVIDIA Shield part, and that's why it goes nuts like that right there.
Counterbreaker!
I think I was talking about it on the podcast, how about I was just like, that is such a funny joke, like a year ago.
It destroyed me, yeah.
Yeah, when I mentioned it to him again, he was laughing super hard.
We were in fits giggling in the hotel about it.
That's like, great. But on to more serious things. The most forgotten LP.
Because
I bet
80% of you don't even know that this LP finished.
It ended. There was a final episode. It went up somewhere.
It went up on YouTube, and for some reason, like, you know, you're on YouTube and there's like privacy settings and unlisted, and there's something happened where it was scheduled to go up automatically, and just it didn't hit anybody's feeds.
Yeah,
like,
there's a weird YouTube feeds, thing.
It just
yeah.
never happened, and you just never got it, and you never saw the crackling sexual energy between Shao Kahn and Wooly and myself. But yeah, that was actually pretty fun to play overall.
Moving along as fast as possible.
Ooh. We've never said that joke. That's really good.
Fresh, original.
So you know when Pat's tired or drinking and all he can do is mumble out that's what she said.
Yeah.
Or your mom X.
Yeah.
Like, oh wait, you mean every day since we've met him? Oh,
yeah.
That time?
Yeah, basically. All right.
The Coyote Ugly Award for the most obscure reference. Precious Thor. The speed at which the artists got on the...
Thor, like, Precious Thor has such legs. Like, she could have her own monthly.
They're huge. When I saw this picture, I lost my shit.
When I look at that, all I can think of is God of Thunder.
And best lore, just straight up best lore.
Best lore.
Ric Flair, the ancient Babylonian warlock. I don't even remember how or when it started.
I think it was me and Liam and Pat were playing a WWE 2K game. And
yeah.
Pat and I had a match. I think it was 14 or 13, yeah. And we had a match. And then I was just, Ric Flair's old. Because I remember on a message board, someone said, well, no one can beat Ric Flair because he has 800 years of experience in the ring. And I was just like, yeah, Ric Flair was fighting the fucking, Mummies Alive.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And things like that. And then then it upgraded to Babylonian kings and things, and like that's just like most lore is about us. Like I did this, or Willie was this, or Liam did that. But I like how it's lore. Someone has nothing to do with us.
Forcing lore onto someone else is great.
Forcing lore,
forced
and we know
lore.
Firsthand. So yeah. He was really pleased. And now they put him in Killer Instinct. So
I think I know a thing or two about forced lore, Liam.
Yeah,
I think
do
I do. Of course, the Best Dildo Award.
I wonder what that's for.
The Bad Dragon Rainbow Force Dildo.
That thing is enormous. Like you can see my arm. It's pretty big. What did we do with that?
We had a good time with it last night.
Did it ever come out of Pat's butt?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think it found its way on the plane. I think it found its way out here with us.
Did it?
No, it didn't.
Actually,
okay. Don't hype it. We searched a long time this morning to find this image.
Yeah.
It took a while. And I was like, how would I find this?
How'd that first Google search?
Well, I'm like, let me look for Liam Horse Dildo and see what we find. No.
A lot of pictures of Liam Hemsworth. Photoshopped.
Mm,
yeah,
sure. Quite crude.
I'm not sure if it's possible. Can we just leave this image up? The rest of the panel? It speaks volumes.
It really does, but we do have to move on. But I think people are going to kind of like what we have next. A little bit of an interactive segment, you guys. No, not that.
Oh.
The orders are all messed up.
Willie, you fucked it up.
I totally fucked up.
This is not good.
This is bad.
This is really bad.
This is the worst.
Okay, no,
please
it's
ignore
fine.
The man behind the curtain.
As he tries to fix everything.
You can kind of do it. Is that it? No, that's in the wrong order.
No, that's the right one.
Yeah, but if you press the next one, like you're not...
Well, I'm going to... Let me just... Hold on.
This is par for the course. I'm glad this happened.
This is what needs to happen.
Bam.
Yeah. There we go.
Bam.
There we go. That's what needed to happen.
Please grab the interactive clicker under your seat.
We're going to be taking some trivia questions. Well, asking some trivia questions.
We're going to be throwing trivia at you guys.
Violently.
And if you answer correctly, if we select you and you answer correctly, or at least to our liking, what do you get?
You might get a free t-shirt.
So,
Matt... Get the t-shirts.
So no yelling out.
Don't yell out the answers. Don't yell out the answers. Raise your hand.
If you got a shirt before, like if you do win one, don't raise your hand again.
And these
we,
are...
We were contemplating it, and we thought it would only be good if 25 people got a shirt, or if one person got all 25. But it's not likely, so let's not 15, do that. 15.
Okay.
Not 25.
So these are, they're all the new designs.
Shitstorm 3, Dark Souls, and Nuzlocke.
Five of each.
Thank you, Cranky, for the Nuzlocke design, by the way.
It jumped from 15 to 17.
Can you just open the manual?
Yeah, I guess I can just open it manually because for some reason the slideshow fucked up there. I told
you to make a PowerPoint.
Man. I know, but we didn't have time. There was literally no time.
This was made in like, what, 20 minutes? Like 20 minutes ago.
It was actually like 2 hours, so whatever. No shouting out the answer. Raise your hand, we'll pick you. If you answer correctly, just come up to the front. I'm going to throw you a t-shirt, so... We don't have a cannon, unfortunately.
Oh, God, a t-shirt cannon would have been the best.
Basically.
Yeah.
Just like, so we have 15 t-shirts, therefore we have more questions.
In case someone does...
Some of them are thrillingly difficult.
Thrilling.
Growing like rabidly difficult.
Not that. Not that. Oh, close call.
Like, here's the thing, that Wooly's the best at this. Like, we're, like, I can't do this. He can't do this. Bat is barely cognitive. So, he's doing his best right now.
I'm trying. Okay.
Question one.
Da-da-da.
What is the first Machinima video that Liam appeared in?
This Dio right over here.
Shot his hands up first, yeah.
Yeah, oh, very good.
What do you want? Nuzlocke. Yo,
that's correct.
If you're in the back,
can we get some rocks to put in these shirts?
If you're in the back, obviously run up here. So. No, Taka, how do you work out so much already? You don't need more workouts.
God,
I feel bad.
Just
feel bad.
Those guns. Look at those guns.
Glistening.
Just ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Okay. Mm.
All right. Well, I'm just gonna double click on the pictures and safely move along. And
okay.
That'll be
what's
it.
Next? All right. Next.
What restaurant birthed the idea that Wooly steals pies?
Whoa, Jesus!
Let's go.
I saw a blonde girl in the middle, right? Yeah. Sorry.
That's correct.
McDonald's. Yes.
Because you guys totally saw the picture.
What kind of t-shirt would you like? Dark Souls.
They're all kind of largey, though.
It'll be.
No problem.
Just rock it loose. Gangsta Styles is fine. Why was that funny? I don't know. Whatever.
Rock it Gangsta Styles. Rock it Crime Time.
Crime Time Styles. What formation of everyday clothing can be used to protect you from all outside forces?
The boot.
That's correct.
Wild goats.
Shimon up.
What t-shirt do you want?
Dark Souls. You got it. Yeah, you can do it, man.
By the way, you called him Boots, clearly not recognizing that he's Uncle Sensei.
I only saw his foot go out. I only saw the foot go out.
Okay, all right.
Da, da, da.
What was the first death in the Nuzlocke run?
Which Pokemon died?
Afro. No. Thought you had it? What?
Not Brock Lesnar.
Nah.
Let's go with... Yeah, all right. Right up here.
Was it
Fandango? No. Red shirt.
No. Oh, wow. This is a good question. Yeah, you, man. No!
Oh, I hate you, friends.
When's Marvel? Yo, it's me! Oh, snap!
No! Watch our videos!
We're gonna give it one more. Yes!
White Cloud. What shirt do you want?
Dark Souls.
You don't want Nuzlocke. You seem to like it.
I wouldn't want Nuzlocke either.
We were going through the pictures for the answer. We were going through the pictures for the answers earlier, and as soon as we found this one, Liam and I just fucking lost it.
On the ground.
Oh, God. What is the name of Matt's two pet rats?
Right there, purple hat.
Yes!
Do it, do the picture! Yeah!
What kind of shirt would you like? Shitstorm. There you go, man.
I'd like to pause for a minute to wax poetic on the genius of this artwork.
So we were looking at this picture for like, what, 10 minutes earlier?
For reasons.
So the thing about Poison and Roxy is whenever people illustrate them, they're palette swaps in the original Final Fight.
Yeah, Roxy has red hair, that's it.
But this genius of an artist...
This Cadillac of men...
Decided...
Or woman.
To draw Poison and Roxy with different... features like curly hair and big eyes for Roxy,
and she's like slightly smaller, and just
and as an actual different person, which is great because no one else does that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Genius.
There's also dicks in the background.
That is also genius.
That is also dicks in the background.
that's skulls and crossbones. I love you, Poison. I miss my rats so fucking much. You guys have no idea. They're so cool. They're not dead.
They're not dead.
Because I said in videos that our friends in videos, we mentioned our dork friends, they love rats and they're taking care of them because they don't get along with Zach. Zach doesn't get along with them. Man.
Plus the snake mixed into
Plus
it.
Plus the snake. I'm fucked up.
It gets a bit hairy.
What am I doing?
The next question is... What was the P.O. box for the mailbag? Bonus points if you can sing it. Blue hat, this guy was first. That's it.
What shirt do you want?
Nuzlocke.
Zach did not enjoy being stuffed into a box at all.
So that's one of my favorite things because like the channel started off with like, yeah, America. And then eventually it was like... Canada, and then it was like, yeah, we're around French Canada, and eventually just turned to 56051, Alexis, Leon. Like, just come right down. Don't come right down.
Please don't.
Oh, I love this question.
Matt, go for it.
Okay, I'm so excited. What is, now, gotta think about this one.
What is unquestionably
the best character action game of 2013. Red shirt, there.
All right, moving along.
It's coming.
Wait. Two, and I'm trying to figure out. I'm going to say 1-101.
No.
No, that's super wrong.
Way in the back with the blue shirt. That's wrong. Incorrect, sir. Let's go for people in the back, too. We got to get some people in the back. Black shirt.
Yes! Yeah. Briggs!
It's too big! Fix it!
Yeah, look at that.
Look at those features.
What shirt?
They're all Excel. I didn't know we had Excel.
There you go. True
the
facts.
Wonderful 101, are you nuts? Revengeance?
The body of Marlo Briggs was modeled after Takahata.
Was it? Congratulations.
Next question. Okay. What was my wrestling persona called?
Your wrestling persona?
Black shirt in the middle there.
That's
El Mundo.
It's super dark, you guys.
What kind of shirt would you like? Dark, you got. Last one?
Nope.
Yep.
Yeah.
One more.
After
two
that.
More.
Matt,
goals
are best.
Yes, goals
nice.
Are best. Fucking right.
This one here. What street side object does Pat mistake for a dog?
Sorry?
That's Super incorrect.
Low. That was a
way
baby.
In the back there, sir. You. Yeah. 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 That's no incorrect as well. Yeah.
Girl over there. Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah. Come on up, Ursula Cat.
See, that's Ursula Cat. Yeah.
Which one do you want?
Nuzlocke. All right. There you go. Yeah, it's true, eh?
There you go.
I'm surprised. Like, that was one of the questions that I had built for a hard one. That and the Wyclef one, I think, were the hardest ones.
That was pretty tough, yeah.
Or the hardest one so far.
Who does who actually refer to? Not the person that's saying it, but who are they referring to when they ask that question? Let's go with you, sir.
That's yes. Correct. What flavor of shirt do you want?
Nuzlocke.
Right? Remember the trailer? Yeah.
There you go. I'm Star-Lord.
Nice. Matt?
What is it?
What are some motherfuckers always trying to do?
Yellow shirt right there? Yellow sleeves?
Yeah. Ice skate uphill. Ice skate uphill!
What would you like? last one. It's large. Woo! Enjoy. Nice sweater.
Thank you.
Like, why did this not get an Oscar again?
I
can't understand.
Because he went to jail.
Ooh. Allegedly.
Savage.
No, literally. He evaded his taxes and he went to jail. You know?
You couldn't ice skate out of there.
Which LP'd game were Liam and I directly responsible for creating?
That guy.
Bird Soul Suspect.
Bingo.
Yeah, Bird Soul Suspect.
We got Shitstorm and Dark Souls.
We programmed it, we wrote it, we drew it.
So, nice catch. So, the most disappointing thing about Murdered was that I was really...
That I played it.
Actually, yeah, I was really excited for that game, and then when we started working on it, it became apparent that it wasn't great. And that was actually a really big bummer to experience firsthand.
It's not the worst, but it's not great.
But that's the problem. But it should be the worst. Like, if it was the worst, it would be okay.
Painfully middle of the road.
Yeah.
So we only have Shitstorm shirts yet left. Only three more.
Yeah. Okay, well, we wrote too many questions just in case. We're going to keep going.
Because everyone's pretty good. Everyone's pretty good at them.
Yeah, you guys are everyone's gotten them so far.
We thought we'd get like 10 people.
We'll do the rest.
So, you know, we thought we were going to have an even distribution of shirts. That didn't pan out.
Who was the mastermind behind the first Scrublords tournament? Red shirt already put his hand up the fastest. Keats is correct. Creator of Divekick.
Good catch.
Yeah. What is Rage's origin story? Bonus points for if you know the in-game lore as well. That dude way in the back that's jumping up there. What's going on?
Once there was a black dude that was really angry.
That's correct.
Bingo.
That's correct. That's wrong. You're
That's
super wrong, dude.
That's incorrect.
You're super wrong.
Bonus points.
It's still wrong.
You know the like actual origin of Rage? Just bonus points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I still haven't told him about it. I'm not sure how to break the news.
Because you might have to give him a check.
Exactly. And that won't fly.
What attack ended the Nuzlocke run?
Ooh, that guy.
Which guy?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, that guy. You know who you are. He had his hand up first.
That's correct. Hydro Cannon.
Bingo. You have the cool picture?
I got the cool picture.
Well, that's cool.
That's awesome, boy. Yeah, that's not cool. Okay, it's still pretty good. Good job, Cranky. You did it. You hit the big time. Ooh, good catch.
Is that? Yeah, okay.
That's the last shirt.
You stole our shirts!
We have no more left.
We really didn't expect to be out, so now we've got mints.
Nice!
Yeah, we've got mints. So if you guys are willing to play for mints, we can do this.
This one's fine. We'll roll these through them fast. We'll go through them fast.
So all right. Real quick.
We're going to roll through these real quick. Complete the following sentence. The Xbox One, the blank.
This black you. Shirt.
That's correct. The all in one we'll is what we're looking it. For. The Xbox One, the all-in-one entertainment system.
Are we being brought down now by just whipping mints at our fans?
That's correct.
What we're doing now?
No, we're moving up.
Moving up.
All
right.
What is the dumbest fighting game move of all time?
The dumbest.
Afro.
The rising tap. Fuck you. Just questions to spite me.
What was Plague's name during the Dark Souls invasion? What? That's correct.
That's right. Bam.
Mints.
These things don't fly.
Mints for everyone.
I can't believe we're doing this.
What videos came out yesterday?
This is for the true fans.
For the true hardcore fans. Plague Knight? Not Plague Knight. I messed that up. But
what? Sorry? Yeah, you're the bard, yeah.
Yes, sorry, Red Bard.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
I could. Hey, what day was
I couldn't
yesterday?
Answer this question either.
What day was yesterday? I don't.
Red Hoodie?
And?
Yes, no, that's correct. That is correct. Parasite Eve and Scrub Lords. Yeah. Cookies.
If you put them on the desk, we'll eat them slowly.
If they're packaged, that's cool.
Eat them centrally. Yeah,
well, exactly. Shit.
Are they crazy like American cookies? Were they? Give me them.
Also, this thing's fucking awesome. Congratulations.
This is good. Thank you, sir. These are super packaged. Yeah. They're so super safe.
The next question was, what did Liam forget?
Yeah, what did Liam forget?
He forgot the cookies. Durr. All right, we'll just skip right to the end there. We got to get to some Q&A, so. Yeah, okay. Last one. Sing Mummies Alive intro theme song.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
Wait, come on.
Come closer.
We got a mic for you if you can sing it.
Well, get set the fuck down then.
Sorry.
No one's got it. No one's got the Mummies Alive. You got the Mummies Alive theme song?
Well,
that's not Mummies Alive. All right.
Yeah.
We'll take. Okay, all right.
You got this?
He doesn't seem like he wants to, though. No.
I feel... Okay.
You can do it.
All right. A fair boy.
No, you're good.
Go.
Okay. A fair boy strapped in his secrets of his ear that he was once a pharaoh that had been chipped into all the world. Now sorcerer is scared and tried to rip back. But he's got four mummies. He's got the mummies.
25 BC.
He's got the mummies.
The new Rhapsodies.
Got the mummies.
They're hanging by the crystal bay.
Got the mummies.
Here to save the world today. The Egyptian way. The mummies alive. Good shit. Take your mints.
Take the rest.
You can have all the mints, man. You can have all the mints.
Thank you.
You are the mint god.
Thank you. What was your name?
David.
Another hand for David.
Yeah, that was great.
If no one could get Mummies Alive, we had a runner up on that.
We did.
Monster Rancher.
Monster Rancher. Do we wanna? Like we're here.
You
can do the whole thing, can't you?
Not without the tune.
Oh, I don't know about connection internet here, man. I don't
know. Well, we got a guy who says he can do Monster Rancher.
Someone's gonna do Monster.
You want to do Monster Rancher?
Who can do Monster? You can do the whole Monster Rancher.
You guys stayed in line for a panel where like people sung cartoon intros.
The things that got the channel started.
Yeah.
Hey. I was transported to a faraway land, into a world where monsters rule. I played the game like an ace, and now I'm in this place to play. Save the monster from the evil moon.
Monsters rule.
Monster Rancher.
Monster Rancher.
Monsters rule.
Monster rule.
Monster Rancher.
Monster Rancher. Monsters rule. That's good.
The mystery disc. We'll take it to the shrine and release that flame mystery disc and release the phoenix inside.
Mr. Rich.
I was transported to a faraway land, to a world where monsters rule. I played the game like an ace. Now I'm in this place to save the monsters from the evil moon.
Monsters rule.
Monster Rancher.
Monsters rule. Monster
Rancher.
Monsters rule. Yeah! give him all the cookies, man.
Take a cookie.
Dude, take cookies. That was fucking dope.
Big hand for Andrew. Good job, man.
Thanks, Andrew.
So, we had a third backup, but we're not gonna do the third one. The third one was Bucky O'Hare.
Yeah, we started early.
No, Bucky's great. Shut up, you.
Okay.
Are we out? Is that it?
No. Yeah, I think we can. Because I skipped past a bunch of questions.
Yes, you did.
We were gonna ask like, what's the name of the casino that Matt and I appeared in Skullgirls?
But whatever.
Whatever.
So what was the next section, Wooly, that you meticulously prepared for us today?
Well, we were just going to roll into Q&A, honestly.
Ah.
That's pretty much all we had left. So I guess the way we want to set this up would make sense. That would make sense is, like, to get a mic for people.
Yeah.
And then, like, you guys can line up and then not have, like, the same kind of things go over and over and over. People can get back in line if they want and stuff. Okay, so can we set up a mic stand, like, right, like, towards an aisle or something like that?
Who are we talking to?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
guys, just whatever.
Do we have a place? Yeah, okay, let's put a mic right where the projector is, I guess?
Yep.
If it has a cord that long.
It'll be that long. We'll make it.
I hope so.
It's up to you, William. Just sit here.
I don't know if we have that much slack. Is
this
that
was what the half hour of prep time was for.
Or should we just have them line up like right here where the mic is? Because that's the only other thing I can think of.
Do you think
we can get a mic?
Got a certified wire professional. Yeah, studied
okay.
cables for
this is
3
an extra
years
mic
in
over.
College. He knows how to operate a button like a pro. Oh shit! Didn't get his master's done.
Crumbs on your.
If we at least get it through here, it'll get a bit of extra feed. Just toss it through here.
Is there enough slack?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
There
should be.
Yeah. And we've got a stand here, too. You can use it. Like, stall for time.
Was that Wooly?
No, I was going to say stall for time.
Stall for time.
Stall for time.
Stall. Sing free. So Matt doesn't want me to say this, but he does a terrific rendition of Freebird. And I have heard it before, and I know he can do it.
No, this man is lies, because I never said that. Like, at least pick a song that I know. Right? But you don't know any songs I know. Talk about it, what do you want to say?
Nickelback. Yeah.
Also, I don't.
Come on. Bring us back to your AMV days. So.
I can't, I'm drawing a blank. I can't think of anything. So, I can't think, shut up!
So, Matt used to make AMVs a lot.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Let's fucking solve the time for that.
We all used to make AMVs. The other day I had a scare because my Air Gear Miss Murder AMV was still up somewhere. Someone had rehosted it. That was the most terrifying moment of my life. I got it taken down.
I had a music video I made back in the day of Future Trunks, the OVA, and Stained.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Everyone just feels gross. Look at this motherfucker laughing at me.
Was it?
Yeah, I bet he was one person that was like, I love your music video. It's so cool.
What?
He's a
professional.
Okay, the guy who does all the editing for Dragon Ball Z Abridged.
Yeah.
He has a... Somewhere on the internet, when he was 14 years old, he did a fan dub slash AMV with Trunks. To Stricken, I'm pretty sure. It was one of something from Disturbed. I don't remember, but I watched it, and he had the mic was pumping a lot.
Was it in real player format?
I think so, yes. And it is one of the greatest things ever. And at his roast, we are going to reveal we have a copy of it.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Okay, so I guess the best way to do this is if you got the mic's over here. So if you guys can, like, line up.
No running.
Anyway,
behind
no
this mic.
No grabbing.
And,
no punching.
Inside voice.
And, yep, just.
Holy shit. Not everyone.
Yeah, that's the line right there. And that's how we'll get through the questions. That's what I think makes the most sense. Wow, okay.
Hi there.
What up?
What's up?
Grab the mic, it's cool.
Careful, there you go.
Okay, just a two-parter. Really, if you think of the dealer's room, I suggest the Estes Flask Flask.
Ooh!
That was
that's pretty
10 sick. Feet into the room and I bought that.
Thank you, okay.
The question I want to ask is, do you feel that there's a noticeable bump that Two Best Friends has when it comes to sales and things? Every game I register on Nintendo, I say, I bought this because Two Best Friends.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Wii U I bought because of Wonderful 101 because you guys went to show.
Wow, thank you. That's awesome.
Do you feel that there's a noticeable bump? I remember you said that, like, Meme Killer shot up on Steam. There's probably a rapper in New Zealand who's gotten several sales.
I'd say that when it's an indie game, like,
yeah.
If you guys remember... Tech 3001, when we did that indie games episode, those guys got a really big bump from the game sales. But, like, I've never noticed, I don't know, you guys have, like, major games, I never got any impression that they...
Yeah, well, there's game, I don't think there's any way for us to really know unless it is an indie game and the guy gets in touch and goes, what the hell, like, our sales...
I'm rich!
Yeah.
That happened with The Fall, too, right?
Yeah.
From,
the Fall, the Mount Your Friends guy as well.
Yeah. Adventures of
Pip.
Yeah.
Sure.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks very much, man.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hello, guy.
Okay. First off, I have a gift for you if you wish to accept it.
Okay, sure.
It was the thing that I was hinting at yesterday.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh!
It is a Rage pixel art figure.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, dude. That is great.
And
thank you so much, man. Yes, sir.
And I also want to thank you because you guys got me into one of the greatest anime series ever, Gurren Lagann.
Oh,
and I have a question. If you could beat anyone from Gurren Lagann besides Kamina, who would you beat and why?
Yoko.
King Kitan.
Stare in a mirror all day.
King Kitan, absolutely. That is the best way to go. You can't die any better than that. In my opinion, at least.
Yeah, but also... sort of a thing.
Yeah.
I have a weak point for Viral, but I don't know if I'd enjoy his life. Maybe Liron.
Immortality? I don't
know.
Yeah,
Liron. I'd be Liron.
Liron's cool.
Right. Or Reite. She smokes and she's got the little cigarette and the little... Yeah. You know the glasses, girl? Yeah. Reite's great.
Thanks.
Thank you, man. Very cool. I'll put it up right next to Baz and we'll see what happens.
Oh, they're gonna fight!
Hey.
Hi there.
I love your shirt, man.
Thank you so much. I just want to know, do you guys know about the site that's counting down to something Indigo Prophecy related?
Yeah, we saw that. It was revealed today.
So the countdown ended, and we found out what it was.
What was it?
Liam.
It's an HD remaster/re-release of Indigo Prophecy on PC, mm-hmm. which has all of the sex scenes returned to their original formats, as seen in the German release.
Finally!
And they're going to release it on mobile, too, so...
So everyone that was clamoring for more undead zombie sex, David Cage got your back.
Awesome. You're getting more.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, man.
No problem. Thanks for coming up.
Willie, my question's for you. What do you wish you'd have done differently during your Dark Souls 2 run-through?
Play Dark Souls 1 instead?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Adequate.
Thank you. What's going on, man?
Hey.
I actually have a specific question for you. I don't know if you'll remember, but I've been wondering about it since you did the hype video for your Captain America 2 coming out. You had a flag as a cape.
Yes.
And I was wondering if that was the flag that you got with the certificate. I sent you a flag. Me and my friend sent you a flag.
Mailbag?
Yeah.
From George Washington's house.
Right, okay, I remember that.
I was very curious to know if that was the flag. Because that would be the most American thing.
I can't honestly remember because I have like 50 American flags.
No, that's okay. I was very curious about
it. You know what? I bet you, yes. I kept all those American flags. And thought, these are going to be used for something. So I'm pretty sure that I must have worn it somewhere like around me or something. And I've also wore one of those flags at cons. So at some point, that flag has been worn by my body.
All
right. By your naked body.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks, man.
Hey, guys.
Hey, dude.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Good games last night.
Oh, thank you. He plays a nice sim.
Not really, but Guilty Gear. It was fun.
We had fun matches. I hope you both learned something. Here's your gift. I figured, I see this at work all the time. The best gift for a grandma swamp is Swamp Up.
Okay, what is Swamp Up exactly?
That's a classy label.
Noble Cane Cola. Thank you, man.
Welcome. My question for you is a bit more, it's not a goofy question. What is y'all's favorite game soundtrack? You know, I hear you mention, oh man, this tune is sick, or I love me some bird music.
Let me choose not my children as well.
Not counting children.
I think The World Ends With You and Nier have phenomenal soundtracks. I think The World Ends With You is the best soundtrack Square Enix has ever made in a game. Like, it is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, since I was playing it, and replaying it again, like, No More Heroes 1 soundtrack is especially, like, I hum that to myself sometimes. Like, there's a million soundtracks I like, but that's one that's, like, personally I love the best.
You know, Mommy.
If you want, or me, whichever that.
Do it. So, how is that weather today in lovely Washington?
No, I'll let him go. No problem.
Unquestionably for me, you got the shirt, man. Katamari Damacy has my favorite soundtrack of all time. I can't get enough. And tonight at 12:30, he's got a concert.
11:30.
Oh my god.
Miss it.
Oh my god. 11:30. I gotta be there. Yeah. We gotta just let you guys know, if you have like stuff, anything to like sort of give and stuff, you can. Can you wait for like the signing instead?
So we can like. The autograph session is right after this.
It's
in the, you know, the autograph in the main expo room. So if you have anything, save it for there because we'll gladly take them there.
Yeah. What's up, man? Who's next?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Hey.
Hello.
So in honor of, it's not a gaming related question, but obviously tomorrow is probably one of the biggest wrestling events.
Royal Rumble.
So my question to all of you guys is, who do you want to win Royal Rumble?
Benoit.
Or the Benoit.
No one will see it coming.
Even though I don't watch wrestling all that much at all, I just catch the Cliff Notes and shit at best, I always have a desire for John Cena to win. I unironically...
Why is that?
You can boo that. That's okay, you can boo that.
I unironically like him, and I do not know where that came from.
Maybe it's the fact that you're like 12?
Maybe it's the fact that I'm like 13 this year.
Oh, sorry.
It's never going to happen because he's always got to do the high-flying Spider-Man shit. But Kofi Kingston,
yeah.
I really wish he could actually take it home. You know, but he's always got to do the amazing, like, tippy-toe back in and then fail, and everyone goes, "Ah," you know?
Yeah. My legit answer is that I'm not even sure if he's in the Fed right now, because he's always in and out, but I always love Rob Van Dam a lot, and if you just want to... I mean, they put him in, like, you know, the main events sometimes, but that'd be cool if he won one year.
I touched his hand one time.
Oh. Did you get immediately high as soon as you did it?
Thanks.
Hey, what's up?
Triangle girl.
that's an adorable hat.
It's really good.
Do I even want to make the reference?
It's like a bonnet.
What's up?
So just going back to indie games, have you ever been directly approached by an indie company to do Let's Plays of their games?
Yes. All the time, actually.
Yeah, totally. There was one who we know personally who we had to turn down. And there's a couple others that we look at it. It's not necessarily something we, you know, we're not just gonna put anything on the channel. Mm-hmm, like it's got to be something that kind of fits our profile vaguely.
Yeah.
Like we're not gonna do an indie, say, soccer simulator or what have you.
Though with that in mind, I think most of the time the indie stuff that does go up is stuff that we take a look at and we go, oh my god, this looks like sick as fuck, and we want to try and get our hands on it and play it. So like Drift Stage and Pocket Rumble and, you know, things like that where it's just like this is a random thing that's going to be on Kickstarter. So it's usually our initiative instead of people approaching us.
Basically, we created the channel so that we can get early access to games.
That's it. That's it. You nailed it. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I see the wings
like,
of freedom
like
on your chest.
Shame.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, man?
I just want to say I really appreciate what you guys do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man.
Watch a lot of Let's Plays, but you know, you guys, you entertain, you know, you good references, you guys are smart guys.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much, man.
I want to ask Liam, have you ever seen the show Nichijou?
Yes, absolutely.
He wrote it.
Okay. But do you have a favorite character off this show?
I don't. The fucking girl with the guns, what's her fucking name?
That narrows it down.
Yeah, she's right over here.
Her. I love her. I don't know what it is, but just something about her, I'm in love with her.
And then, also, real quick, last year I got you guys a copy of MXC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the region lock, like, that whole spiel, if you guys couldn't watch
it. No, it did work. It totally does work. Yeah, I have it. It totally does work.
You know, and again, you guys recommend a lot of great things that I've watched, and it was great. I just, if you guys have never seen it, I just...
Oh yeah, no, dude. I did pop it in. It does work. I do
it
have
does
it.
Work.
It's great.
Yeah, it's a good series. So, but again, just thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you very much.
Hey, Willie, what's up?
Oh, that's great. Yo, that's great. Where's Marvel? Yeah. I don't see a reboot pin though. I don't know.
I couldn't find one. I found a bottle opener, but it wouldn't latch onto the
head. Neo Woolley took it off after seeing reboot season 2.
I was really thinking about being a smart ass and getting a Naruto pin.
Oh, fuck.
You should have done that. Why didn't you do that?
But I have two questions. One, my favorite glitch out of the games you guys played was in WrestleMania with Kurt Angle.
Of course.
Kurt Angle was throwing himself off the ladder 14 times.
Yeah.
What is your favorite glitch out of your LP?
Shadow the Hedgehog.
Shadow the Hedgehog, like it wasn't even a bug, the disc was scratched or something.
But twice in a row.
Shadow the Hedgehog and it's busted and awful.
Twice in a row. That was you couldn't plan that, man. Shadow.
Not Quinn riding outside of this car.
No, because that type of stuff is kind of common. Like it happens again sometimes. But like I was just gonna say, because the video would not be great without it, is the Knuckles jumping glitch in Sonic Boom. So.
Yeah.
And part two is: have you heard of Crossface?
The Crippler Crossface?
No, the movie Crossface.
No, I have not.
They are making a biography of Chris Benoit's career.
Ooh.
Yeah. True story. I'm sitting around and I was actually watching your video, and my girlfriend comes out of nowhere and she's like, "Have you ever heard of Crossface?" I started dying laughing, being a smartass. So I was like, "Please tell me that's a biography of Chris Benoit." She's like, "That's exactly what it is."
Haven't heard of it. I'll check that out.
Tech, I had to propose something. I think you should just follow along.
I need you two to come up here, right to the front. And I'm going to have Wooly and Neo Wooly do the fusion dance for us. Get your cameras out right now, because I'm taking a photo too. I'm going to give you guys 30 seconds to do this. Quickly, remember the fusion dance. Get on your tippy toes.
Careful. Wait, are you doing each pose individually? Wait, what? They would just form into Wooly. I don't.
Shablam! You get a pile of garbage.
What's up, Matt? Oh! What's up?
It's more for Matt, I guess, at this point. Yeah. This question, I mean, it involves everyone, though. Obviously, with the channel and everything, you're running a business and everything, but what was the decision-making process in adding the other two best friends, or two friends, into the Zaibatsu?
I mean, I think we've gone over this once or twice before, but, I mean, it's because Wooly was the original second best friend, and... it was kind of after a point where I'm like, well, no, like, Wooly's, like, knows so much shit about, like, the various subjects or whatever he's into, and it's like kind of like another resource, another, like, pillar of...
Aww.
Right, another pillar of, like...
man pillars.
another pillar of, like, knowledge and jokes and just humor and stuff, so it's like, eventually it's like, no, we have to add Wooly sometimes. That's why we started with that fighting game show, I forget
whatever
what
it was
called.
I don't...
So you add that, you're just like, I can't deny that. It has to be added at some point. And then Liam just elbowed his way into our lives. And I think that was because Liam just told us some messed up shit about Star Fox one day. And I was like, I don't believe you. And he's like, no, it's true, though. And I'm like, I need to add you to the mix because you know all this crazy crap that we don't know. Like, I don't know, Pat doesn't know, and Liam doesn't know. So it's like a whole other, like, and then when you have four people, it's a good even number, Ninja Turtles, you know, and stuff like that. So you want all four people in there, and it, like, you kind of cover the bases, so.
Liam, he specifically told us that Falco and Fox retire from being in the Star Fox crew.
Arwing pilots,
yeah. And they join the...
Not F-Zero. G-Zero.
The G-Zero racing circuit and basically become like F-Zero. And I was like, I can't handle that.
Kids and dies and...
That is the sickest...
That's partially canon.
Thank you.
And also my friend who wasn't here, Edwin, you smell.
Edwin, you smell.
Edwin.
I bothered you yesterday, and I had a question.
Sure.
But then I realized that man said you weren't allowed to take things from us.
So your voice is great, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Very radio friendly.
So I thought it would be a perfect opportunity to say that. Wooly stole my pies.
Oh!
And it's a McDonald's pie, too. This guy knew even before we accidentally leaked the answer.
So good.
All right, yo, what's up?
So I'm with him, and we went to McDonald's like as soon as we woke up because we're like, we cannot forget these pies.
You can't prepare.
Special thing for Liam later.
Slam jam.
That is awesome.
That's a slam jam basketball.
When I saw this, I was like, oh my god, how is this actually real?
Okay.
How is it not?
That is awesome.
Yeah. But anyways, my question's for Wooly.
Yeah, man.
I gotta box this guy named Sean on Monday.
Like, box?
Yeah, like, we're gonna get, like, boxing and stuff, and I'm kind of fast, kind of like Little Man.
That's awesome, Epo.
Yeah. So I was wondering if he had any advice, kind of like, using, like, because he's about your size.
Body blow, Mac, body blow!
You're gonna wanna eat chocolate in between rounds.
All right, cool, thank you.
Yep.
Now, I know, Mac, it's only mathematically possible to give 100%, but I need you to squeeze out that extra 10%
before
you give 110.
What's up, guys?
What's up? Not much is up.
My question is for Liam.
Shoot.
Liam, the streets are waiting. Where is the recipe for Liam dip?
Can you betray your grandmother?
I don't have it on hand, obviously. Because there's precise measurements, and if you fuck up the measurements, it falls apart.
No, it's like Fugu, that if you mess it up, it can kill people.
Yeah, exactly.
It was my girlfriend's, like, one of their family recipes, kind of. And I had the pleasure of learning it, and it got brought up. I didn't even bring it up. Wooly mentioned that he made the name Liam Dip and mentioned it in a podcast or something.
Yeah.
And then it kind of grew to become a thing. And
I think I got it from the fact that Liam Milk had already started.
Yeah.
So.
And Liam Milk's a strong one. That's
you know, so you got to level it up, you know.
But I'm not saying no, but not right now.
Yeah, you know, the world isn't ready.
But, you know, we did start a cooking series, so it was a thing. And it may or may not have been the first candidate for the cooking series. So.
May or may not.
Maybe.
All right, thanks, guys.
Patience is a virtue. Thank you.
Oh,
that's a nice.
You guys were responsible for me buying the wonderful 101 and, by extension, a Wii U.
Nice.
Kind of on a whim.
Yeah, man.
So my question is, what is your biggest system seller? Like, what game sold you the hardest on buying a new system?
Oh, okay.
The announcement of Phantom Dust was pretty good, because I liked the first Phantom Dust a lot. I don't know. I'm a bit of a bitch. I just buy systems when they come out.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be something, right?
That is the complete opposite of me.
Yeah, I know.
I always, for me, it's every console I own is based on waiting for a name that I can't not get. So they announced Street Fighter V. I got up and bought a fucking PS4.
That day.
Like, fuck you, I'm not going to play Street Fighter IV. That exact morning, exactly. My Bayo box, I got the moment that happened. KI, same thing. Like, I wait until I hear the news, and that's how I buy each one of them. So technically every console I own is like that, you know?
I say for me that, like, when it was out, when it was new, I literally had no money, like, to spend. Like, it was, I couldn't find a job anywhere or whatever, but once I did get a menial, manual labor job, it was 2004, and I just bought a PS2 right away to play Snake Eater. And because I was just like, I can't deny myself Metal Gear for this long. So the first thing I bought with my paycheck was, Metal Gear came out like later that month. So that's what I got.
Nice.
I was going to buy my 360 for Crimson Dragon, but that game just kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed. And eventually it never came out on 360. So I ended up just buying a cheap one at some point. But yeah.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
No problem. Thanks.
Yeah. Good pose.
is that a 5-minute call? Are we there?
Yeah.
Shoot. 5 minutes. Oh, we
got the 5-minute call.
I have to go really fast. Try to get as many as possible.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be impressed.
Cool.
A friend of mine, he couldn't make it here, but he sent you guys in the mail a while back. He sent you a box of edible dicks. You remember this?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. Those are that stuff that girls have at like at bachelorette parties and stuff.
Yeah. We ate them.
We ate them.
That's enough. Do you remember who ate which ones? He's just curious.
Oh no, it was. Gobbled them down so
that,
fast.
That night was
there
a blur.
There were so many dicks going in.
It was
so
just.
Many
it's
day.
A haze of colors and dicks and just, you know.
Slaps. So no specific answer. I don't think. Sorry.
Thanks.
It was a wonderful time though.
Yeah.
What up?
Hey.
Hi there.
Loved y'all last year. I'm going to love you this year.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right,
so Parasite and Super Mario RPG. I don't count no more heroes. I don't care. But for the
How
fact,
nice of you.
Hey, for the fact that now the LPs are with longer games that are longer played, I mean, is that kind of more of a format that's going to kind of go forward with more RPGs or more kind of bigger story-driven things, or are you still going to kind of mix it up a little bit?
So we talked about it.
Yeah, we were saying a little bit before that we did not plan all those games in that like order that they all came out that day. We would just so happen. Like traditionally, we try to actually stay away, but those games aren't like super duper long. Like not as long as Chrono Trigger or Yakuza 4. So we didn't really plan it, but like if it happens, we'll just let it slide.
I think when we kind of talked about it, we wanted to generally have like you know something that's sort of a long going LP, and then something that's shorter, and something in the middle. You know, and then you can just rotate that way with three different sized LPs regularly. So, yes.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome back to the two.
Thank you.
For the first time, Liam.
Thank you. Thanks.
My question is about the PO box as well. Before you closed it, what did it feel like?
No worries.
What did it feel
like to have the ability to say that you, oh, I want something, or oh, this is something I like, and then have that thing show up like a week later?
Not at all what we expected, and it was overwhelming, and that's not, like, we never wanted to use it like that, you know, to say, hey.
We thought we were just going to get fan mail and maybe some games.
Yeah.
And we were, like super happy with that.
Like, when we got that envelope full of glitter, like, that was the greatest. That is the highlight, and that's when I'm like, oh my god, this is exactly what I imagined. And then, like, two Gurren Lagann Blu-ray sets later, I was like, I can't handle this. This is not at all what I expected.
The reason it was a video in the first place was because we were amazed that we got 8 things on the first week.
Exactly.
And we were like, this is the best way to thank people. Like, we can't send out individual messages.
Yeah.
It takes forever. Yeah. And it grew way out of our control.
I'd say overwhelming.
It was
yeah,
a really fun
period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and you guys brought up the idea for the t-shirt of Zubaz and Rage.
Yeah.
I had that idea like a week ago. And I was like,
well, it's coming, man. It's coming.
Well, it's not going to be a t-shirt. It's going to be a poster, actually.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, thank you.
You can tape it to your shirt. All
right. Let's see if we can take another like couple people really quick. Just we've got 1 minute.
All right. I'll just do this a little quick. I'm surprised nobody mentioned at this point. But first of all, fuck you for not being here, Pat. I guess these guys love their fans way more than you do.
Oh,
you're here.
Shots
here.
Fired. Boop, boop.
And number two, the debate. Would you rather take, you can all answer on this, would you rather take, since you got a Megabyte shirt on, would you rather take a bicycle that could turn into a hoverboard, or take your smartphone and turn it into Glitch?
Oh, Glitch.
Glitch has more
glitch.
Uses. Glitch has more uses.
So flying or everything else?
Glitch.
Everything else. Glitch anything is, I dream about being able to do that.
Yeah.
Seriously, no, easy.
Thank you.
No problem. Last one.
Unfortunately. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, Danganronpa.
All right. I just have one really quick question. Is there a contingency plan in place for the inevitable day that Nintendo realizes that you guys have built an empire off of Kirby's Green Song?
Oh, fuck.
Off our Green Song? At the end of the day, you can just use a remix.
Yeah.
It's fine. They can't fucking stop us.
Yahtzee figured it out, right?
So, yeah.
We can do it. It's fine. Shut up.
All right,
thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
We'll be at the signing. We'll see you guys down there.
We'll see you guys at the autograph thing, and we'll talk to you and hang out with you there. Thanks so much, guys.
Bye.